Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I want to take you back a few years to a song that I love. When I first started singing full-time in gospel music some 20 years ago, there was a little song that I borrowed from Bobby Womack. Wrote this song. It says, no matter how high I get, I'll still be looking up to you. I want to make it clear who I'm singing about. I'm talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. And I don't want to get so high that the Lord can't use me. I want to be where he can use me anytime and anywhere. I know it's nobody but the Lord that got me where I am today. That's why I sing this song. Just a verse. Even though I fail, many things to come my way. Oh yes, I've been blessed. Yes, I have. More than words could ever say. I know we all get tempted sometimes by material things. You know what? But we gotta keep in mind just who he is, our true Lord and King.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Diva, are you there? Okay, first I'd like to give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. And I just talked to Brother D. He should be on the phone. Are you there, D?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Amen. Man, you know, I say all the time, it's so good to be in fellowship, be one with another. So when one falls, the other is right there to pick him up. And I had to get off to get back on, and T is right there to pick up my shortcoming. And we just thank God for, we want to thank the Lord today for the coming together once more again, family, to be able to hear a word from him. You know, God is so good to us. I ask myself sometimes, I said, you know, self, do you really know how good God is to you? I ask myself sometimes, I said, self, do you really, really know how good God is? And I say that because, sisters and brothers, I think within my heart, if we really, really knew how good God is to us, a lot of things we wouldn't do in life, a lot of things we wouldn't say. You know, I was privileged to listen to Brother Jay Cartwell and the Gospel Ambassadors once, twice in my life. And in the process of singing a song he was singing, he said that he got sick one time he was in Chicago, and he thought he wasn't going to make it. He said, but he turned his face to the wall and he had a talk with the Lord Almighty. And he said, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I can't say it like Hezekiah said it. our brother D had something else in mind, but this is the Lord dropped on him. So I'm going to give you this here, and I'm going to get out of the way here. Brother Caldwell said, I can't say it like Brother Hezekiah said. But I can tell you like this. I can say, Lord, this Brother D, Lord, I've gone places I had no business going. I've done things, Lord, I had no business doing. I've said things I had no business saying. But, Lord, this Brother D, if you give me another chance, I'll walk upright for you. I'll tell the world about a man called Jesus, if you just give me another chance. And this is why I ask the question again, my family, do we really ever stop to think about how good God is to man? See, he didn't just one day kneel down and grab a patch of dirt and form it and blow the breath of life in man. He blew the breath of life in man. Brother, what do you mean? Now, you said the breath of life, and you said the breath of life again. Life is life. Well, there's a carnal-minded life, and there's a spiritual life. See, he blew the breath of life in man. And I was sitting there one day thinking to myself, and I said, you know, we messed up God's perfect plan. And what's so bad about it, sister and brother, he knew it before, but we did it. See, we was perfect when he made us. We had no blemish. And the Bible has instructed man, they was walking around, Adam and Eve was walking around in God and had no clothing, had no need for it. But one day, and we decided we would listen to Satan instead of God. See, we messed up his perfect plan. But he loved us so much until he sent his only son down, sister and brother, died for man, to give man a second chance to come back home. Now, do you ever look in the mirror and ask yourself just how good God is to you? I want to give you a little verse here.
All right.
And Brother D gonna get it. I told you, Brother D has something totally different in mind what the Lord said this. Look what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, 12th chapter, verse 1. The Bible says, whoso loveth instructions loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. The Bible says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked device will be condemned. And I'm going to ask you again, do you ever stop to think about just how good God been to you? Do we ever stop to think about just how good God is? A good man obtaineth favor with the Lord, but a wicked man is condemned. The Bible
All
says
right,
a man should not be established by wickedness, but the root of righteousness should not be moved. You ever heard this song that says, I should not be moved? I'm just like a tree planted by the river of water. I should not be moved. Let's look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. I know I'm skipping one. Let's look at verse 5. The Bible says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked is deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie. In other words, sisters and brothers, no matter how good you may think you are in life, if you're serving, and see, here's the thing. We could say what we want to say, but the truth is just the truth. There's only two. There's my Lord and Savior, and then that old demon over there called the devil. You're going to serve one or the other. But how can you say that now? Well, he told me, he says, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether it will be God or man. So you're going to serve one. But the Bible has told you the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The Bible says the words of the wicked are to lie and wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall be delivered. It says it should deliver them. The words of the wicked, they to lie and wait for blood. But the mouth of the upright should deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Y'all see that, sisters and brothers? When you get a chance, you can read it for yourself. Yeah, the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. The Bible says that the righteous shall stand. The wicked will be overthrown. Now, if you ask yourself, what would you be? Would you rather be the man that's staying or the man that's overthrown?
All right, now. Come
would you rather be, just think about it, sister, what I'm saying. Just think about it. Would you rather be him who loves instruction of knowledge, but he that hates reproof? I mean, just ask, you know, sometimes we can, see, I know you all used to hearing a bishop come on or my auntie come on and get wrapped up and tied up in the word, and you hear the hoop. Sometimes it's just to teach. Sometimes it's just to give you the word of God that you meditate on it. And this is something that man's need. Man is in need of God's word. I promise you, man is in need of God's word. We find ourselves every day, sisters and brothers, someone is falling by the wayside.
Come on.
Because they didn't know God and the pardon of their sin.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to be one that live on this earth, however long you stay here, and leave? And I think I can open this gear to it. Do I want to live in hell and then die and go to hell? And sister and brother, contrary to what some of us might believe, there's a heaven and there's a hell. The Bible has instructed us. He says hell is enlarging itself daily. Wait a minute. I thought about that. My other cousin said so many times. She said, Uncle, I'm the first cousin y'all called me Uncle. She said, Uncle D, she said, God ain't going to make no new land. She said, all the land is already here. So now let me say that. He said, hell is enlarging itself daily. So if all the land that God going to supply man with is here, just think, I want you to think about this now. This is something you got to give yourself some thought, some time, thinking process here. If God then gave man all the land that he going to give man, but yet the Bible has instructed us that hell is enlarging itself daily, then how is it enlarging itself?
All right, now.
I'm so glad you asked. I wanted you to ask me. I was sitting on pins and knees to tell you. See, he enlarged himself with us. That's how hell is enlarging himself. He's taking one of us every day and adding to his list. And we fall into his praise. This how hell is enlarging himself daily. He's doing it with us. Now just think about it now. If I gave you a cup of water and it's got blocks of ice in it and it's 95 degrees outside, that water is nice and cold. And I gave you another cup over here, but you see fire coming about that cup. And it's so hot outside. And you ask yourself, of course, do I want to drink this cold water and cool off, or do I want to drink this hot water and get hotter? I'm trying to get you to see the picture. I'm trying to paint for you the picture. I'm trying to paint for you, sister and brother, that no matter what you might believe, no matter what you've been told or what you hadn't been told, hell is true. It's not a lie. It's not made up. It's a fact that if you don't make it to heaven, you will be arrested in hell. These are facts.
You will be there.
Ask yourself, all you've been told about hell, is that a place you want to go? Or would you want to go to, like the Bible has instructed man?
Glory,
who loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. When you like to receive more and more knowledge about this man called Jesus, that you may be able to, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I would have told you. Then he go on the further, he said, I go and prepare a place for you where I am, that ye may be also. Now watch this here. Here's a man that came, hung, bled, and died for your sin.
All right.
And all he asked of you is to follow him.
Follow
that one
him.
Day you can come be with him.
Yeah.
Now you can come rest at the table with him. You want to sup with him one day, or do you want to go to hell? And the Bible has instructed us that hell, the Bible has instructed us that hell is a burning place.
Yeah.
It's on fire all day, every day. There's no rest in hell. There's no cooling place in hell. There's going to be no air conditioners there. So we have to ask ourselves,
come on,
you
look in the
mirror. Do you ever stop to think about how good God is? Have you ever really gave it some thought at how good God is to you? God bless his name over and over and over. And all the blessings that my Lord and Savior bestow upon us, we constantly serve Satan. Isn't it time for man to come out? But what you mean come out? What you mean come out from under the hell that you in? Come out from
that
you in? Come out and see reality for what it is. Come out and see that a man called Jesus real. For he is the light, the truth, and the way. He said, no man can enter except by me.
Except by me.
The Bible said, no man can enter except by me. Now when you stop and think about it, and you think about how hot hell going to be, ask yourself, is that a place for me? I promise you, I don't see myself in hell.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see myself there.
Right.
I can't see myself being tormented daily. I just can't see it. See, I live in hell long enough here for I don't want to die and go to hell. I just can't see it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've helped you long enough. My introduction has been a little longer than I planned.
I'll apologize for the word.
God give you something. You want to give it to your brothers and sisters.
Because
I promise you, sister and brother, this thing we call life is winding up.
Yes, it is truly winding up.
You know, I told you all many, many times before, our father was called a Southern Faith for years. And Lord had a song. And in his song, he said, God is getting tired. God is getting fed up. So he's going to move his hand. I would rather for God to whoop me than take his hands off me. I'd rather for him to whoop me. You know, sometimes when we was kids growing up, we would rather for our parents to whoop us and get it over with than to put us on a month-long punishment, a week-long punishment. Where you couldn't. I was a basketball finisher. I loved playing ball. So when they put me on punishment, I couldn't go out the house. I'd rather take two or three whoopers and let me just go and heal up and get on my side. So. Do y'all see the picture? I'd rather for God to whoop me. I know his hands is on me. So I know the hands of the righteous is on me.
All right, whoop me.
And then I know if he whoop me, I know it's for a just cause.
See, look,
God not going to whoop man for doing right.
All right. Come on,
man. Wait. You say he won't whoop you for doing right. But why am I so burdened down? Why am I so entangled in all this? And I don't see my way out. He said, bring your burdens to him, and he'll bear them for you. And I heard your man say one time, the Bible says he won't put no more on you than you can bear. See, we'll put more on than we can bear. But see, God will bear it for you. He'll beg your burden
yes,
for you.
Will.
See, our
yes,
brother Sumner whooped me. Didn't take his hands off me. I want his hands
all
on
right
me
now.
24/7. I want to just be rooted in God's word. I want to be suited and booted in God's word.
Come on now.
The Bible has instructed man that this old earth, and it say we know hell. He said it should pass away. He said, but God's word will never fail. Now
right,
just imagine
man.
If
all
you
right
had, just imagine, sister and brother, if you had a bank account with unseemly amount of money. You had so much until the banks couldn't even count it. You would never have to run out. You never have to worry about running out. Well, look at God's word. He says his word would never fail. Wouldn't you want to engage and gouge yourself in something that would never fail? God's word would never fail you. No matter what you're going
Amen.
Through in life, you can entrust it in God's word. I promise you can.
Yes,
your friends
can.
Doing you wrong, your friends
on,
passing
man.
Judgment on you because of whatever the situation might be. Look what the Bible has told me. The Bible said, judge not, that he be not judged. See, no matter, I tell you all the time, no matter what you're going through in life, there's a passage of scripture food that would just fit to bring you up out the market claim.
Uh-huh.
See, because he's just that kind of God. He already know it before. He know today what Brother Dog going to be doing this time next year. He know what Brother Dog going to be. He know at what a point of time he going to be there. He know what the outcome going to be before the start take place. He just that kind of God. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all catch that? See,
all
I'm,
right now.
God know what the outcome going to be before the start. Brother, what do you mean? He told a young man, he said, I knew you before you was even in your mother's womb. I already knew you. See, he knows the start before the in the name of Jesus. The finish ain't even took place yet. The start ain't even took place yet, and he already knew
what
going to
be. Come on now. Come on.
Because he's just that kind of God. And then we would rather serve a young man that we've been taught that means us no good. He asked a question of him one day. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just going to and fro, seeing who I made the vow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do some dirt to somebody. I want to hurt someone. I want to lead someone astray. I want to get them right at the cliff and make them think it's another road. I didn't want to push them off. I'm just trying to see who I made the vow.
Yes.
That's all I'll say they want to do to you. Say they want to just eat you up and chew you out, spit you out.
Yes,
that's all
yes.
they want to do to you. But
yes.
God has a different role
you
for you
down.
To walk. See, my Lord and Savior wants, he wants to save you. He wants to free you from your sin. But why you say he want to free us? Wait a minute. He, the Bible says he came down through 42 generations just for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And he came
mm-hmm.
with a purpose. See, he came down with a purpose. His purpose was to come not just to teach, not just to walk around with man. His purpose was to come to die for man. Everything.
All right now.
Let me show you something, sister and brother. I know I said I'm done, bro. Dog, I didn't do it again. I know I didn't do it again. But everything that Jesus did while he was on this earth was a plus. Freddie, what you mean was a plus? Because he came to die for you and I. That was his purpose. Everything else was a plus for us. You ever look in the mirror and ask yourself just how good he is to man?
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, he's going to get out of here. Brother, he's going to close it up. He's going to get out of here. At this time, we're going to whisper a word of prayer. After a word of prayer, we're going to bring Monty in here and let him give you something. And at that time, we're going to try to get out of here at the appointed time. I overstayed my time. We're going to try to get out of here today at our appointed time. And the Bible says everything should be done in decency and in order. So we're going to try to be in order today. Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come with a humble heart and bow down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Father,
we come, Father, with the intent to seek out our own soul salvation.
Well,
Father, we come, Father, because we come, Lord, asking for forgiveness for our sin.
Amen.
We ask you, Father, forgive us for our sin, for the one that's known and unknown, Lord. Forgive us for our sinful thoughts. Forgive us, Lord, for what we have already done and what we may do. And we just say thank you right now, Lord. Father, we know that you are a just God. We know that you are a mighty God.
Yeah,
and above
yeah.
all, we know you are a forgiving God.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we said, Father, we'd rather for you to whoop us than to take your hands off us, Lord.
Yeah.
We ask that you just continue to bless us, continue to keep
bless
us, Lord
God.
Jesus.
Thank
Father,
you.
We ask that you look upon those that are sick. Look upon those that, that just can't do for themselves. Someone right now is hungry, Lord. Don't know where his next meal is going to come from.
Father, someone is
outdoors without a roof to go over their head. Someone is walking right now with no shoes on their feet. But we know that you are able to supply all our needs. And we just say thank you right now. Whether you continue to bless our service, Lord. Continue to bless our Tuesday service. Continue to bless our Wednesdays, our Mondays and Thursdays service, Lord Jesus. Whether you continue to give us the strength to be able to tell someone about you. Praying, Father, that someone would hear the word, want to come in and ask, what must I do to be saved? Father, we're so glad to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we say yes to your word right now and yes to your way. We pray, Father, that someone be said, something be said today, that someone would take heed to it, Lord. Digest it. In the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
We love you, we love you, we love you.
Yeah.
Just continue to keep us, Father. Continue to keep us, Lord.
Thank you.
The name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your God and Son, Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. You know, T, God is so good to us.
Yes,
sometimes you just don't know where to start. You don't know where to stop. There's a young lady here. She's been sick for a while now. And I asked the Lord to heal her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, she's your child.
Yeah.
And thou knowest. And I said, I'm so glad that I know that thou knowest. And then they come to me yesterday. And they told me yesterday, they said, I feel so much better now.
Praise God. Praise God.
The pains that I had, I don't have them no more.
Praise God.
The weakness that I was weak. I feel my body getting stronger now. I'm telling you all this because I want you to know that him will. Him able.
He's able.
Him able.
Yes,
and he will.
Able. Yeah.
God will. God will. Come on, T. Come on, T. Come on, T. Come on, T. Come on,
Eddie.
Come on,
Eddie. Glory be to God, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for this allotted time, Father God, to give you a word, Father God. Father God, and we just ask you to move me back out of the way. Decrease me as you increase. Father God, we thank you. We forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
We just thank God
thank
for
God.
The wonderful, wonderful I could say a sermon. It was wonderful talk from Brother B. It was very good, and I just thank God for it. You know, it's a blessing when you see your family serving God. That's a blessing all by itself. Brother B, I'm going to try to do this in about 15 minutes, if I possibly can. I'm going to try to go and get out the way. Glory be to God. So, we're going to talk today, and as I was thinking on, Lord, give me where you want me to talk and where you want me to tell the people. We're going to use for a thought today a sacrifice for God. And we're coming from Genesis. Glory to God.
Sacrifice for God. Amen.
Glory. And we're going to come from Genesis 22, 1 through 13. And you know, I was sitting up here and I said, God, give me a subject for this message. And you know, God is always right there on time. A sacrifice for God. Glory be to God. And the good thing is, and I hope by the time I finish with this, everybody will see that we should sacrifice something for God, our time.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God, our mind. Sacrifice time to read the word. Sacrifice time to go to church. Sacrifice time to take time and just pray. So we're talking on a sacrifice for God, and we're coming from Genesis. Second chapter, first through the 13th verse. And I'm just going to teach this a little bit and try to get out the way and be obedient. I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to stop right there. I don't know what God has me to do, but I'm not going to, I'm going to try not to go too far over. Glory be to God. Amen. Verse number one says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And said unto him, Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and he said, behold, here I am.
Yeah,
it said the Lord tempted Abraham. He tested Abraham. He knew Abraham loved him, but he just wanted to see how far would Abraham go to show his love for him.
That's right.
Now,
that's
mind
right.
you, in order to do the thing that Abraham did, you got to have some fear of God. You got to fear God so much that you got to say, Lord, if I don't do it, I'm afraid of what you will do to me. I may not live to see tomorrow because I didn't have enough fear, enough love. Glory be to God. In me to trust you to do whatsoever you ask me to do. So to tempt is to test, to try, to prove. He wanted Abraham to show him. It's not that God don't know. See, this is the thing we got to get. This is not that God don't know, but he likes to see it sometimes, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
He likes to see it from us sometimes. Glory. So he said to Abraham in verse number 2, take now thou son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Now look at God testing Abraham. Now James 1 and 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. See, when we say, glory be to God, that we're tempted of God, we're doing something evil. God cannot be tempted with evil. He will not tempt you with evil, for God is good, and everything pertaining to him is good.
That's right.
Glory be to God.
That's right.
But he tempted Abraham because he knew Abraham loved him. But, you know, we walk up right before God, and sometimes God tell us to do something, and what do? We either argue with him, or we decide within ourselves, well, I'm just not going to do it. And at that point, we need to look in the mirror and think about the Almighty God and say, who am I?
Mighty God.
To
Come
say I'm
now.
Not going to do what God
say do.
Glory be to God. See, Abraham trusted God. He loved God. He believed God. And he knows that God was there at that time. It's not like it is today. God still walk and talk with us. But at
yes,
that time, this was before the birth of Jesus Christ. God walked and he talked with me. Glory be to God. And he told Abraham, say, go, take thine only son, mm-hmm. if you notice what he said. Thine, excuse me, only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. God know Abraham loved Isaac. This is that promised child that God gave Abraham. But he said, take thine only son. Don't remind you of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten son.
Come on now. In the name of Jesus.
God. See, when God was talking back in these days, he knew that this was symbolic to what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. That's why the Old Testament, we want to take it and throw it away, but we can't. Because
Amen. The word
was given to man in this Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not by man's mind, but by inspiration of God. God inspired Abraham to write the first three,
the first five
books in the Bible. Abraham would not have had the mind or the thought even to write the things that God gave him to write. So he said, take thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Now, see, anybody else would have got that sign and tried to run and hide. But no, not Abraham. Abraham had faith in God. Though God told him to take his only son, Abraham was looking for God to give him a sacrifice. But he did what God say do. Not once did he question God. 3 says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering. And rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Look at Abraham.
Yeah.
Making preparations to sacrifice his son because he had the fear of God, because he loved God. And he trusted that God had already given him a sacrifice to replace Isaac with, from Isaac. Glory be to God. But see, his faith and his fear in God and his love of God kept him going. He said, now, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And you know it's a blessing, and it's amazing how on certain numbers God did things. It said on that third day, God didn't tell Abraham where he was going other than to not Moriah, but where there he did not tell him. Abraham journeyed, and it said, and on that third day. And when I was reading that, I just started, bust out and started laughing and thinking, God, when you think about it, when Jesus rose, our Bible tell us on that third day.
Come on
Lord,
now. Yes, indeed.
Hey, glory. Look at Abraham. Abraham looked up on that third day, and he saw the place that God was sending him. Hallelujah. To sacrifice his only son. And when he saw the place was not even close to him. The place was far off. But you know God put in your spirit when he tell you something that this is where he wants you to be. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass and I, and the lad would go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Now, look at what Abraham said. He said, now you all stay here, so the me and the lad is going to go yonder and worship. Glory. This was a good piece for where the men were. But see, Abraham not once said, we're going to sacrifice Isaac. He said, we are going to worship. Look at the faith God. He said, and come again unto you. Not once he said, I was going to come alone, but he said, we will worship him.
Look at Abraham.
We're talking about a sacrifice for God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Abraham took the wood off the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Now look at Isaac. Isaac, young man, not knowing what was going on, but one thing I saw in that passage of this verse that's coming up is obedience. How many of us is disobedient? Isaac not once asked a question, but then he said, and Isaac spoken to Abraham, his father, and said, my father, he said, here am I, my son, he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Look at us. Now, Father, I see the fire. I have the wood here. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? But now, mind you, this is how much faith Abraham had in God. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. You see what Abraham said? Now, God then told Abraham, you take your son Isaac and sacrifice him to me. But what did Abraham say? He said, God will provide himself a lamb. For a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. See, that is faith. You going to sacrifice your son, but you never lost sight of God. You never lost your faith in God. Not one moment. See, most people, the closer they get, they start crying and whining, ready to run and turn around and go back. But see, it never crossed Abraham's mind to turn around and go back. For he was going to do exactly what he said, was to sacrifice and worship God. Glory be to God. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac. Now look at Abraham going through the process. He still had faith. But he tied Isaac up. He bound Isaac, his son, took Isaac and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Glory be to God, the faith that Abraham had in God. He said, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. See, God saw right there how much Abraham loved him. How much Abraham trusted him. How much fear Abraham had of him. When Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son, glory be to God. God saw all the love that Abraham had for him, for he loved God more than he loved his son. Glory. How many of of us can truly, deep down in our hearts, say that. Glory be to God. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. Hallelujah. Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. Look. Glory be to God. Look at God. God had to love Abraham. Hallelujah. Because Abraham showed him how deeply he loved him. What the angel called him to stop him. Because he was going to do it because God said do it. But he still spoke in faith when he told Isaac, God will provide himself a lion, a sacrifice, a lamb. But yet and still, what did Abraham do? He still stretched forth his hand to kill his only son. And that showed God how much Abraham loved him. So his angel called unto Abraham out of heaven, Abraham, glory be to God, Abraham, and he said, here am I. See, we don't hear the voice of God, but look at Abraham when God called. He didn't say, who is it? He said, here am I. See, Abraham had expectations. He was expecting something from God. He was expecting to hear from God. So he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the land. Don't touch him. Neither do thou anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God. How many of us fear God so that much that we'll be obedient to his every word, his every call? How many of us love God that much? Glory. He said, I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. Now you look at that. He said, I know that thou fearest God because you didn't withhold your only son. Now look at God, how he sent his only begotten son to this earth. Glory be to God. And he did not take his son back from the death that he had to face. He did not take Jesus back from the excruciating pain that his son was going to go through. He did not take him back when the people began to spit on him and tell him, if thou the Son of God, save yourself. Glory be to God. Look at the love. Glory. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, look at the love that God has for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, Abraham loved God so much he was willing to give his son. And look how much God loved us. He was willing to give his only begotten son to die to save us. Because if Jesus had not came to this earth, if Jesus had not suffered, bled, and died for us, there would be no earth. There would be no earth, no us. We all would be burning in hell. So God did not withhold his son from us. Hey, glory be to God. He sent his only begotten son because he loved us so much. He allowed his son to die for us. But he did not allow Abraham to kill his only son. He saw the love that Abraham had for him. Abraham loved him so much he was willing to sacrifice Isaac to the God that he served. Sacrifice for God. That's how much God loves us. Hey, glory be to God. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. See, God already always had preparation. He had when God do anything, he already know the outcome. He knew the outcome of what was going to happen. He already had the ram in the bush. Hallelujah. He was just testing Abraham's faith. But we don't have that faith, that unwavering,
that giving up faith.
We don't have that faith. Abraham didn't give up. We'll give up and turn around. Lord, you know I can't kill my only son. Will somebody tell me who gave you that only son? Glory be to God. Abraham know who gave him that son. Because God had already told Abraham, though his body was old and dead, Sarah's body was old and dead, but you know, only the living God can revise and revitalize your body. God already had told Abraham and Sarah, I'm going to give you a son. Glory be to God. Because of their faith in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Abraham loved God and trusted him so much, it was counted for righteousness. His love, his faith, his trust was counted to him for righteousness because he was willing to go as far as God needed him to go.
That's it.
He was willing to give Isaac for a sacrifice. A sacrifice for God. And then God turned right around. A sacrifice for me. Hey, glory. He sent a sacrifice for me. Glory be to God. Look at the God that we serve, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That loved us so deeply we cannot even begin to understand how much. We cannot comprehend the depth of the love that God has for us. Because if we did, we wouldn't do the things that we do. We wouldn't say the things that we say. We wouldn't go the places that we go. If we had an inkling of the love that God has for
me.
He loved man so deeply. Look at God. He already knew how he was going to save man. But he looked. He looked for someone that he could sacrifice to save man. He looked beneath the earth. He looked above the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he looked around the earth, but there was no man worthy. Hey, glory be to God. I said we ain't going to put them and come back down here.
Come on now.
But
in the name of Jesus.
No man. Hey, glory be to God. He didn't find a blood worthy. He didn't find because he didn't find, hallelujah, no one worthy to die to save me. Hey, glory be to God. But he loved us so deeply of myself and implant my spirit in a virgin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And send my own son.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To save man so that he may live. He said, man, I made you. I made you, hallelujah, for my glory. Man, I made you to worship me, to love me, to walk upright before me. I love you so much. I put you on this big, beautiful earth for you to have a time of enjoyment before I call you home. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's how much God loves us. That's how much he loves us still, brothers and sisters.
Yes,
God's
yes.
love don't dim.
Everlasting.
Hallelujah. God's love don't grow weak. Because we do the things that we do that don't stop God from loving us. He said, okay, man. I love you so much, I'm going to fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You caught in so much stuff and mess, you don't know how to begin to get out. You're turned away from God. But God said, here I am. I'm going to fix it for you. For I want you to be with me one day, so I'm going to work this thing out for you. All you got to do is trust me. All you got to do
trust
is love
me.
All you got to do is call me. Hallelujah.
That's it.
You can call him in the morning. You can call him in the new day.
Mm-hmm.
You can even call him late at night. Glory be to God. For his ears is always in tune to our call. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, said the meek shall inherit the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. A sacrifice. Hallelujah for God. Glory.
Yes.
How many of us are willing to sacrifice ourselves for God? Hallelujah. Let's just sometimes take time and think about what God did for us and what he does for us every day of our life. Every day, it doesn't have to be anything big, but it's big when you open your eyes the next morning, Brother D. That's a big thing.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, it is.
It's a big thing when you can breathe. That's a big thing.
God's air.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
We don't want to sacrifice a little bit of our time. Hey, glory, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't serve no other God.
In the name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
But the God, the maker of heaven and earth.
That's it.
Our Father. Glory be to God. Our Father.
Okay. Yes.
Hallelujah. You see so many people want to look up at God and say, Daddy. You want to say, Daddy, look at the one you got here on earth. But not
Come
once
on
did
now.
That Bible say, our Daddy, which I didn't have it, not once.
That's it.
Glory be to God. God, I am your heavenly Father. See, he made us. He made us. We are his children. He loved us so much. He took a lump of clay and he made man and he fixed it. Once man sinned, he made a way for us to be here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He planted seeds in our mothers and our daddies, our mom and our daddies. But say, I say mother because Mary was called mother. She was the mother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. But man, hallelujah, need to be recognized. Our daddy should be our daddy. I don't care how the world put it. I got one father, and that's my father, which is in heaven. Glory be to God. A sacrifice for God. This shows us how much he loves us. So Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering.
Yes,
instead of his glory be to God. See, this is how much God loves us. When you have the faith in God as Abraham had, glory be to God, as David had, hallelujah, Jesus, as Daniel had. When you have that faith that don't waver and don't move and can't nobody tell you nothing to separate you from the love of God, God is pleased and he's satisfied with you. Very satisfied with us. When we, hallelujah, can show God that we trust him and what he say do, we will do it. We don't question him. We don't ask him, why, God, why you having me to do this and didn't have Brother D? Or why you have me to do this and you didn't make Brother Dog do it? We better stop telling God dumb, stupid stuff and say, Lord, here am I, I'll go. Be like Brother Isaiah, a man who said he had a filthy mouth. He hung around filthy people. Hallelujah. But when God asked the question, who will I send to preach to the people? Brother Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. I'll go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God for today, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I could go on and on and on and on. But I thank God for this message, this service on today, a sacrifice for God.
Yes,
that's in your hand, Brother D.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
Hey, I tell my family again.
Thank
we
you.
Should be shouting right now. When the word of God go forth, you should be shouting right then.
Thank you.
Man knows not the time nor the hour, sister and brother, when he will appear.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready? That's the question you should ask yourself. Are you ready?
Yellow.
See, Abraham, I tell you something, and then two more minutes. I'm going to tell you something real quick. Abraham was in tune with God, so
he knew
God's language. I heard my brother say something yesterday, Brother Eric, out of all the different languages that we speak, do you know God's language?
Thank you.
See, some of us can speak French
and
speak it fluent.
Thank you.
Some of us speak Spanish and speak it fluent. I heard a young man speak about 14 different languages, but do you know God's language?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That don't know, let Brother D tell you how to learn God's language. Let me tell you how to get in tune with God's language. The 66.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do, sister. Brother 66.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it with an open mind, a willing mind. Do it with an open heart.
Yeah.
And God will give it to you, sisters and brothers.
Oh, yes.
The 66.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. As always, We have truly enjoyed ourselves today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I enjoy I can't think of nothing I like better than talking about a man called Jesus. Yeah. Telling someone about my Lord and
Thank
Savior.
You,
because he's done so much
Thank
for
you.
Man. You just can't
Thank
tell
you,
it all.
Lord. Thank you.
And you definitely can't repay him.
Yeah.
God is just that good to us. So in my closing, I ask, man, my family, I ask that you take a look in the mirror today at yourself. And when you look in the mirror, allow yourself to tell self the truth. Are you in line with God?
All right, now.
If the Lord should call you today,
thank you, God. Hey,
where will you spend eternity?
Mm.
And as always, we don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. So we're going to get our little announcements out the way. And after we make our announcements, we're going to turn it back over to Brother Dog. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, T.
Thank you.
Come on, T.
Glory be to God. Again, I thank God for this day. I just want to announce, be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Again, that's Wednesday night, same time, same channel. And as always, God has a word for you. Thank you, Lord. Back into your hands, Brother D.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
you know, I tell my sister and brother all the time, the Lord has blessed us. Brother Dog started something by just simply asking someone to do a prayer one day. And now we have service. We truly have service Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So all you all can't make it tomorrow, or if you're like me, don't get enough tomorrow, tune in Thursday as well at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock. Central time.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna give you a verse, and after I give you this verse, the next voice you hear gonna be Brother Dog. I'm gonna leave you with this one verse, and it's gonna be Brother Dog. It'll be the next voice you hear, and the verse is gonna come out of the Book of John, the 14th chapter.
Yes, yes.
It'll be the 14th chapter, and it's gonna be the 15th and the 16th verse. He says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments."
Yes.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter,
yes,
that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Come on, Brother Dog. Come on, Brother Dog.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Serving
the Lord.
Oh, Lord, I pray to thee, supply me with a blessing you know I need. And when I'm in trouble, come see about me. You know I don't know how to pray, but I want you to teach me, Lord, what you'd have me say. Then be with me both night and day. Oh, if you please, if you please, you know I want you. Oh, I want you to help me, Lord. If you please, and oh,
please.
That's
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, God.
Amen. Lord. Yeah, we want to thank Brother B for that long intro, but it was worth it, like Sister Marion said. It was a long intro. He's getting long-winded again. Oh, no, I take that back. He always long-winded, but we want to thank Brother B for that. Thank him for that beautiful closing. We want to thank Sister Marion for that. In between the beat for the in between, we had two slices of bread today and a lot of meat in the middle there, Sister Mary.
Glory be to God. Glory.
And if you want some whatever the extras on the meat, come on back tomorrow. We give you some extra on the meat tomorrow. So that being said, Sister Mary, we appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Praise God.
You got anything? All right, Sister Mary. Appreciate you. All right, guys, as y'all know, it's Black History Month. It's Black History Month. And, you know, we do a little something every now and then. So I got a special guest come on today. You know, we try to go around in circuit and bring in different people to get the Black History Moment. Today, boy, we got a – y'all might fall out your chairs about the Black History guy we got for today, boy. But let me do a little something here right quick for you, and we'll be right back with you. So my Black History guest, oh, he's already here. Boy, he's ready to go. Boy, we might let the trash break button loose go, baby.
Black History Month. Let's start from the beginning and find out who created it. Well, a black man born in the U.S. in 1875 named Carter G. Woodson studied history throughout his life, and he worked hard to promote black history in schools. He then created Black History Week, which then turned into a whole month. It was originally founded to recognize the contributions of people from African and Caribbean backgrounds. In the United States, it's in February, but in the UK, it's in October. And you may be thinking, why isn't there a history month for other races and ethnicities? Well, there is an East and Southeast Asian Heritage Month, but they're perhaps not as widely known as Black History Month. And when it comes to other races, while they don't all have an official history month that's been formally recognized, they do celebrate their history in lots of other ways. So, why is Black History Month important? Let me explain. Black people have lived in the UK for hundreds of years and play a key part in British history. However, some people believe that their stories have not always been told and can often be overlooked. Many campaigners want schools to include more black history in lessons, so Black History Month is a time to celebrate those people and their stories. So, now we know who created it and why, but how do people celebrate it? There's a few, so I need a deep breath. School fairs, learning about black history, awards, TV shows, reading books by black authors, cooking events, supporting black businesses, attending black history events, donating to charities, and many, many more. Now you're all set. But don't mind me. I just need to go and catch my breath.
All right, that was our introductory to Black History Month by a British sounding lady. I don't know who that is, but she sounded all right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do before I bring my special guest on him. It's Black History Month, and Trigger Man got a lot of money, so he's like throwing money at me. I'm going to give you two free tickets to the first butt kicking. Two free tickets to the first butt kicking if you can tell me who my special guest for Black History Month that is. If you're on the morning show, you're not eligible for it, and don't be calling your friends and telling them because I think y'all already know. But if anybody can tell me within 30 seconds who is the Black History Speaker right now for today, two free tickets to the first butt kicking of the year. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, long, 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 ding, 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 706-9659, who we got? Who we got?
It's Twin.
Who is it, Twin? Who is it?
Cole.
Wrong answer. See? Wrong answer. It ain't skin. It ain't skin. And Kicker League, who the hell is Ford? You talking about John Ford? All right, brother, dude, you ain't eligible, man. You on the program. I'm not going to open your mic, and whoever on your mic already was on the morning show. Anyway, it's over. Too late. Can't get it. Nobody can get it. Nobody can get it. 30 seconds is over. Brother D, whoever on your phone, you already done told them. Y'all was on the morning show, so y'all already know, so you can't get them free tickets. But right now, out of the great state of I don't know where you're from. But anyway, here he is, our Black History Speaker for the day. Ding, 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 ding. Come on, Black History Speaker.
Hey, how you doing, dog? Good to talk to you this evening.
Yes, sir. Who is this? Who is this?
This is Ricky Stanbro, Ricky Stanbro.
Oh, all right. Nobody wanted them free tickets. Come on with it, Ricky. You got the flow, brother.
Well, my Black History guy that I'm going to go with for this tonight or this week or whatever is a guy named Jesse Leroy Brown. The main reason I'm going with him is because he is born and was raised right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But Jesse Brown was born in 1926 in October. He was the first Black American naval aviator ever to complete training in the naval aviator, whatever it's called, course. I want to say it's called the basic flight training program or something. He fought in the Korean War. He received the Distinguished Flying Cross and the Purple Heart. He always loved flying and was into it. And he went to Ohio State University where he earned a degree. And then, of course, the Korean War come. And he was in over 20 sorties in combat missions. He did take fire. He got shot down. His wingman, Thomas Hudner, crashed his plane to try to get Jesse out of his plane. He crashed because it was shot. His wingman deliberately crashed, and this is all on a mountaintop, to try to get him out. But he was pinned in his airplane, and from his injuries, he couldn't get him out how he was pinned. And by the time the rescue copper got there, he had already succumbed to his injuries and died there. But he saved a lot of people's lives on the ground. And that's why, of course, he got the Purple Heart and the Flying Cross, which is one of it's one of the most prestigious naval medals you could get, and everything.
Right.
And just a great American hero in my eyes,
Well said, Ricky.
There is a movie. It's called Devotion. If you want to really get to know what he did, what everything he did, his wife, his daughter and everything, watch that movie. It's really a very good movie, and it tells all about him.
Okay. Ricky, I appreciate that. Very well said. Very well said. I'm gonna close your mic because I'm gonna do something else that I don't want you to mess me up. So let me see what Brother D wanted. See who he had on the phone. He couldn't have been. You're not eligible for the prize, no way, Brother D. You just got off your doggone show. How you gonna be? Who you have on your line, Brother D? Because I don't want to hear from you.
No. It was nothing, dog. It was nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. Because you just got off the air. Plus, you weren't eligible for that. All right. I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to do. I want to appreciate Ricky Stanbro. For all y'all that might not know who he is, the driver of the Softy Bitch car, one of the baddest, the baddest 484 car in the world as of me speaking. I tell you what I'm going to do. Just to show y'all how y'all Black folks don't try to hit yourself out. I'm going to give you 2 free tickets to First Ass Cutting plus $50 incidentals if you can tell me what Jesse Brown's last words was before he died. If anybody can tell me, I'm gonna give you 2 free tickets to the First Ass Cutting and $50 incidentals for food if you can tell me what was Jesse Brown's last words. Ding ding dong ding dong ding ding dong ding ding dong ding dong ding 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 dong dong ding dong ding dong ding dong ding dong ding ding. It's over with. Too late. Nobody won. But I did that. You know why I did that? Because if y'all was really, really into the Black history and you was really, as soon as Ricky tell you who it was, 3, 2, 1, come on back here. As soon as Ricky told you who it was, you could have been looked it up. That's right, Trickle. But you just looked it up. But you a little too late. You a little too late too, Katara. You out the Trickle. But y'all a little too late. Yes, his last dying words was, tell Daisy I love her. But I'm glad to see that y'all are on the ball, though. I'm glad to see. You just got to be a little bit more quicker. Pajo, what you want, Pajo? What you want, Pajo?
Too late, my one Ricky, you better. But I did watch the movie, and I know what they were talking about.
Right. Okay. Yes. Look here, man. Good job, my white ninja. Ricky, your mic back on. Your mic on, Ricky, but no. Look here, man. Hey, what the hell? I hit the one button. Jessica, your hand still ain't up. You should have just told me your one button wasn't working. Your hand still ain't up, Jessica. Hold on a minute. Who is this here? This might be. Hold on a minute. Samo, Jessica, that's you? 9659? Hold on. That ain't on a Jessica. Who phone number that is? Let me look and see. No, Jessica, your hand still ain't up. Who is 706-9659? Who is that? Hello. One of them best listening Negroes. Okay, he must got on some of them Negroes tennis shoes. Okay, y'all making jokes. Ricky, let me. Kid, you hold up. This kid, I got to get kid. Oh, here go Jessica now. Jessica, you're a little late, baby. Come on in there, Jessica. What you want to say, girl?
I hit it three times. I had the answer, and it was before you quit ding donging.
Let me now. Hold on a minute. Let me see how smart.
You said 3-2-1, and then you quit.
Okay, because you took. Hold up now. Thank you. Just stay there. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing. Can anybody tell me why she messed up? Anybody? Tell me right quick. Anybody beside her? You just answered your own question, Jessica. I started to do call your number. You hit the button too many damn times. You should hit it one time, and that's it. When you hit it again, it took your hand down, and I didn't see you. You messed up. But, of course, though, I ain't going to hold it against you. You are white. You are white. So that was a blonde moment.
Oh, man.
Not a blonde.
Yeah.
Girls are for TRE. What the hell are you talking about?
Come on, now, Jessica, we ain't coming up with that. Jessica, we ain't coming up with that shit today. We ain't coming up with that bullshit now. We ain't coming up with that. We ain't worried about that TRE, though. But, Jessica, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 2 free tickets if you can come off the top of your ass and tell me a Black History moment. Right now. Come on.
Martin Luther King.
You lost.
Yep,
that ain't no Black History moment. No way. That's a Black History figure. But anyway, you tried anyway. I tell you what you do. If you own tomorrow, your assignment, you want the assignment for tomorrow for the Black History? You want the assignment tomorrow?
No, thank you. I got softball practice, so I may not be able to get on time.
All right, no problem, Jessica. But, Jessica, see, that's where you mess up. You're right. I said 3-2, and then you hit it again and took yourself out of there, so you was gone. Yeah, but I'm glad to see y'all did research it. Ricky, you might go, Ricky, anything you want to say, Ricky. I appreciate you bringing that up, Ricky, because believe it or not, a lot of folks didn't know that. But guess what, Ricky? I didn't know that, Ricky.
Yeah. See, a lot of folks, didn't know who he was and what all he done and everything. And what's so great about this story to me is it shows his wingman just happened to be white. His wingman crashed his plane deliberately to try to help him. No, his plane.
His plane, and the helicopter. The helicopter guys was white, too. The helicopter guys was white, too.
Right, but it just shows you that no matter what your skin color is, you can be brothers or sisters, and you put all that other stuff past you. It's just, very touching. He was just a very good, and his wife was, too, and his daughter and everything,
I'm glad Ricky brought that up, for the simple fact is, it's just like grudge racing. It's just like our racing community. We might fuss and fight, but when we're in the battle of that racetrack, we all family. We all family. I wish we could go outside the gate and be the same family when we leave the gate. But like Ricky said, but that's one thing about when you're in the military, Ricky. In the military, they stick together, whether they're black, white. They might not like each other. Can't stand each other. But when they get into that war zone, baby, everybody is for everybody, man. And that's a good thing.
That's right.
We need to practice the same. We need to practice the same thing when we get outside those gates and everything. And the world will be a better world. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You are exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. That's right. But again, he said his last words was, "Tell Daisy I love her." Now that's really, that's kind of thing to make you want to tear up, though. It kind of make you want to tear up. Good job, Ricky. Damn outstanding job, Ricky. I love you, brother. I love you, man. Just like I love you, man. I love you, man.
Love you too, dog. Love you too.
Right on, baby. All right. What I'm gonna do is close Ricky mic up. I'm gonna close everybody mic up. But kid, brother D, you got anything you want to say right quick before? Oh, you know what, brother D? Brother D, you there? Brother D. And we did some. I just come up with some stuff we forgot to do, man. Brother D. Now watch.
I'm here, dog. I'm here, dog. On phone. Phone okay. And want to open up. I'm
okay.
Here. I'll try to open
okay.
Up.
I need you to get into your. I need you to get in your prayer mode. I forgot something. One of our brothers that we know very well, mother passed.
Okay.
We call him Scotty Concrete. And his name is Scotty. He's from Alabama. I think he might be living up there with Mike Hill and somewhere in Georgia area. But his mother passed, I think, on February the 2nd, and they are going to bury her tomorrow. And Scotty is one of the main men that's been with Mike Hill for as long as I've been knowing Mike Hill. And he does, if you see Mike Hill, he do the lineup. So any car Mike Hill normally tuning, Scotty usually be the man that's doing the lineup. So the guy you see lining up the cars with Mike Hill, any car that Mike Hill's normally tuning on, that is Scotty. We call him Scotty Concrete, but it's Scotty. And if you don't mind, Brother D, will you do a prayer? He lost his mother. I think it was on February the 2nd. They will bury her tomorrow. They will be burying her tomorrow. So would you do a prayer for Scotty Concrete and his family, if you don't mind, Brother D?
Amen, amen, amen. And we all know that we sell the time, Brother Dog. Just say it again. Well, Brother Ricky just said the same thing, that we are family here. And, you know, when you are family, when one hurt, we all hurt. You know, sometimes some of us come from a big family, and your parents would tell you, when one fight, you all fight. But that's how we feel now. And I tell anyone that's ever been crossed that road before of death when it comes to a mother, it's a hurt that just don't go away. You learn to deal with it, but it just don't go away. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer right now for our brother. Brother, the dog said, Brother Scotty Concrete, they called him. We want to ask the Lord to touch him and his family. Amen. So I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters, if you will, bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. Pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you. Father, we come again just to say thank you. So we want to thank you, Father, for what you have already done. And we, Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. Now, Father, we have just found out today that one of our brothers has lost his mother. And we've been told, Father, they're about to lay her down. And, Father, we ask that you not only look upon that brother, not only look upon his family, but we ask that you touch him. Give him understanding that you make no mistakes. Give him understanding, Father, that their mother's job on this earth had been done. Time well spent. Let them know, Father, that it was her time to come home to take her rest. Now, Father, we know that it's a hurt when we lose a mother. But we know you are God, and you know you're God all by yourself. We know you as a healer, as a mind regulator. We know your Father as one that will take all our worries and all our pains, take them away. We ask that you touch this brother right now. Touch him, Father, and let him know, Lord, that everything, no matter how bad it may seem right now, no matter how much it hurt right now, let him know that everything will truly be all right. And all he got to do, Father, is just keep his hand in the Master's hand. And, Father, we pray that you heal them right now. Give him strength. Bless them as they go through. Let them know that when they lay her down, Father, that all they got to do is just look up. Bible has told us to look to the hills which cometh our help. So all our help comes from the Lord. And we want to tell Brother Ricky, as we prepare to close this prayer, we want to tell Brother Ricky, Ricky, keep your hand, Brother Scotty, keep your hand in God's hand. He's the one that will pull you through. Brother Scotty, keep your hand in God's hand. He's the one that can heal you. Brother Scotty, keep your hand in God's hand. He's the one that knows all. He's never lost a fight, my brother. He's a healer, and he's truly a way maker. Father, these blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name,
Every heart say amen. Amen. And amen. I tell my brother, before I give it back to Brother Dog, I may not know you personally, but I've crossed that road that you're preparing to cross now. Anyone that know me know I'm always willing to talk to any brother that I can help in any way that I can. So I do you like I do everyone else, my brother, 773-886-3490. If there's any time that you need someone to talk to and you can't find anyone, you can always call me. And I promise you I'll never say no. Amen? Amen. Brother Dog, back to you.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand.
seed to Scotty Cutting Creek and his family. All y'all out there that still got a mother, however you want to call her, big mama, or however you want to call her, mama, or whatever you want to call her, mama, go give her a hug, give her a kiss. And if you're estranged from your mama, make up. You never know when it's going to be the last time. That being said, I'm opening mics back up. If anybody got anything they want to say, I want to thank Brother D for always standing in the gap when we need him. And we appreciate it. Kids, y'all open. Jessica, you open. If anybody got anything they want to say, your mic's open right now, guys. You know, it's kind of hard to go back to this stuff once you do this kind of thing. But good evening, out y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Jessica,
did Nick Saban get him a lawyer?
I don't know about no Nick Saban, kid. I don't care whether he got one or not. Much money as he got, I don't give a damn if he got one or not. What do he need a lawyer for?
Maybe that might have not been Nick Saban. Maybe that was somebody else down in Alabama. I might have my people mixed up.
Well, don't worry about it, kid. Jessica Pollard, you got a thing you want to say before? You got a thing you want to say, Pop? Jessica, you got your mind from, you know, you long-winded, too. You got a thing you want to say, Jessica? Come on, Pop Joe. Come on, Pop.
New coach, kid. A new coach.
Oh, you talking about the new coach? He need a doggone lawyer already, Pacho?
Yeah, they said he was trying to, what they call it, mess with another college quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, he didn't start that interference already, huh?
Yeah.
Good. We need some controversy down there. Well, all right. Like I said, guys, you know, on this here show, you know, it's hard for me. I got to go from one hat to another hat, but I try to do it the best I can, man. You know, I know old Scotty personally, and kind of when I seen it, I wish I had seen it earlier. I probably would have tried to go get my, you know, it's going to be in Woodland, Alabama, though. That's about 3.5, about 4 hours for me, so I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. 540-0264, what you want? Talk to me.
You know, I just wanted to say thank you, dog. I needed to hear those words just now because, you know, my mouth is as bad as yours, and I ain't been on this show for so long because I cut up like you. But I appreciate it. I needed to hear it, and I'm like you. Now I got to transform. You know who you're talking to?
No, come on. I think
patty
I know.
Patty cake.
This patty cake?
This patty cake.
Hold on.
Lord,
you talking about this? Hold on, kid. You talking about
DMV patty cake?
Caramel cake. That I used to call
caramel
cake.
Caramel cake.
DMV.
Chocolate cake. Chocolate cake. Whatever kind of cake you call it, but I'm here.
Yeah, you know, girl, I ain't heard your voice in so long. I didn't know who you was. I didn't know who the hell you were.
I know it, but I said, you know, I had to. How they say you always got to make your way back home. So.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby.
Yeah, but I appreciate those words just now.
Yeah. You going to be at the banquet this week?
Yep. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, they told me they were telling me that they're going to need two chairs for you because you got so much ass. You're going to need two chairs.
Oh, man. Come on.
Now. I don't think it's going to be two. One and a half might be good, but if they got one, that hold that left side a little bit more than the other because of the
left cheek,
then I'm going to be all right.
tell him, KK. All right,
okay. Yeah, Patty Kay. Yes, sir. Patty Kay. My girl. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Glad to have you back, girl. And I do appreciate all the stuff I see you doing for all the race people, not just some of them. I'm talking about, you know, you do everything, share the flyers and all that stuff. A lot of folks don't understand that.
I don't mind
that
anybody anyway. I'm not just DMV. Right. I'm not North Carolina. I'm not
right.
One place. I'm all over the place. So if anybody needs anything, all they
right.
do is just reach out. I don't mind.
All right. Well, all right. Appreciate it. You can hang around because we finna get on Trigger League, but in a minute here. All right, guys. We got two songs for Trigger League this week. We got two songs. Now, if anybody texts me real quick who they think Well, no, that ain't going to be fair because they know one of them from one of them. Well, we got another one. We got this one from a guy. I ain't going to tell you who it's from. Or it might be a girl. Y'all listen. Y'all got to listen to him now. Kid, don't you start acting a fool till you hear it now. And if y'all tell me who this from, I'm going to give you 2 free tickets again to the first ass cutting.
You're about to burn some calories on my dick. I'm about to put my penis between your lips. About to drive my dick between your ears, and you're gonna love it. About to burn some calories on my dick. About to put my penis between your lips. Tried to drive my dick between your ears, and you're gonna love it. About to burn some calories on my dick. I'm about to put my penis between your lips. About to drive my dick between your hips, and you're gonna love it. About to burn some calories on my dick. About to put my penis between your lips. Tried to drive my dick between your hips. You're gonna love it.
Now, that song there wasn't from me. I didn't know nothing about that song. That song was sent to me and told me to dedicate that to Trick or Leak. That's a Trick or Leak. Now, but if anybody can tell me who sent me that song and told me to do it for Trick or Leak, you got 2 free tickets. It wasn't Juice Man, Tish. It wasn't Juice Man. Just for your motto.
It wasn't Dre, was it?
You ain't eligible. You ain't eligible, kid. You part of the show. You're not eligible, kid. You're not eligible. But it wasn't Dre. You all got 30 seconds. King Kong, King King Kong, King 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 Kong, King Kong. Oh, now, hold up. Marvin Davis got it right, but I don't think he ain't answer because somebody done told him. Ain't nobody in the world would have thought of that shit. Pajo, I heard you. Who you saying it is, Pajo?
Wick.
No. Yeah, it was Rick and Stan, bro. It was Rick and Stan, bro. But Pajo, you done voided the contest because you're not eligible for the tickets. You're not eligible for the tickets. So you done voted the damn contest. 773. Uh-oh. Yep.
I damn sure didn't say that for a Trick or Leak.
Yep, yeah.
That's
CD.
Damn
who that? 773, all mean. Deuces. Is that Preacher Boy?
Hey, dog. Marvin, man. Ain't nobody told me shit. I'm here at work, dog. I just heard the white man singing the song, and it made me think of Ricky because he downloaded the first shit for Ricky.
You know what? That make good sense. You got a point there now, Mom. You got a point there now. That's some good thinking there, what you just said there, boy. Yeah. Well, guess what, Marvin? If you decide to come down here, I'm gonna give you a free ticket. But for what you just said, that made sense. And who got the background on? Mute your phone now. I just opened Juice Man, Mike, and Marvin.
That's me, dog. I'm at work. That's me.
Well, you just took you there. Well, since Marvin did that, and he made a good analogy. He said he heard a white man singing, and he thought about Ricky. So you got 1 ticket to the first ass cutting, and if you can't make it there, you got a free. Put your goddamn phone on mute, motherfucker.
Fuck, live, ride, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Marvin, you got 1 free ticket to the first ass cutting if you make it, or to Body Cole's race if you make it. Either one of them races you come to, you got a free ticket. I like that. I like how he put it that together. He said it himself, and it wasn't nothing malice. It was pretty funny. He said, I heard a white man singing that song, and I thought about Ricky. Damn.
Damn, dog.
All right.
I was trying to say it. You just couldn't hear me. What I get?
Well, right on. Well, okay, we got one more. Mike, I'm going to mute your mic because you got too much goddamn noise. Y'all, is there anybody else got some noise? I got to play Trico's second song. Trico's going to come on here and turn this mother out now. Trico probably is getting drunk right now. So if she come on here slurring, y'all better be quiet. Come on, Juice.
I'm going to whoop Tish when I see her. She know damn well I ain't saying no shit like that.
Yeah, Tish and Juice. Juice, man.
Come on, Tish.
Yeah, Tish. Yeah. Now, I need everybody to put your phones on mute now because I hear too much noise back there. I need you to put your phones on mute. I got to play Trico's second song. Now, y'all got to listen to some of the words in this thing here. And I ain't going to tell y'all what one part of it. At the end, man, that's some funny shit at the end. But y'all just got to listen to it. I'm finna play Trico's second song. I'm asking y'all to put your phones on mute because I hear a lot of background noise still. So I know what I'm going to do. I don't have to ask. I just do it my damn self because Negroes and whoever it is just will not damn. Y'all just won't do right, man. I ain't grown-ass folks. Grown motherfuckers. Don't know how to put their phone on mute. I got to do it, and y'all making me do all this extra work. See, I still hear all that damn noise. All that damn noise. So I'm about to put everybody's phone on mute because I want y'all to hear this song. If you don't hear it, the ones that are doing all the talking and can't hear, if I give away some free prizes or something and you don't get it, that's because you had all that damn noise on your phone. Everybody's phone is muted, though. Here's Trico Leak's second song. Now, Trico Leak, that's my baby sister now. If she come on here slurring, I advise y'all to start ducking because I know she on here, and you know Trico. Her mouth is bad. Her mouth bad. Don't nobody got to know who sent this one in. Everybody know who sent this one in. So I'm not getting no tickets for this one. Everybody know who sent this one in. So here it come, y'all. Here it come.
Yeah. Oh, know what this is. Kicked in and she got that raisin in the sun. Make a real nigga run. Dry air puff. Oh, I still ain't come. Yeah, pay me back for those drinks with your dry-ass pussy. Tell a nigga when we meet, you got dry-ass pussy. Made me wait a whole week just for dry-ass pussy. Then it nut after 6 hours, I blew in it and I seen powder. Ain't no way your pussy got the power. Bone dry, eating in the shower. Camel toe all on your gram. Didn't know I had to use my hand. Life and lemons, whole figure out. If it ain't wet, bitch, use your mouth. Call your bad girl, you shitting me. Pan my coat, ho, I'm finna leave. I need you to keep your day job, ho. Sell your pussy, you gon' die, bro. Got a lot of nerve, taxing niggas, but we ain't shit. You actin' niggas. She might cook, she might clean, but still struck out. That pussy don't cream. You out of that weak shit, clubbing on the weekend, lying on the cell, saying that a leaking. Break pad pussy shit, might start screeching. Waste my time, shit, mad that I'm beat. My pull-out game might be straight trash, but I won't nut if the pussy wet. DAF, stand for drive fuck. Ho, run me back, them 40 buck. If it don't drip, don't pop your shit. If it don't slip, can't get a dip. She a pinata, so she can't trap me. If she have a baby, it gon' come out ashy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Finessing niggas at they check. With your dry-ass pussy. Bless a nigga with your neck. Not that dry-ass pussy. Coulda left my ass on bed. With your dry-ass pussy. She got that dop, dop, dop shit. Dry-ass pussy. Make a nigga run quick. That's that dry-ass pussy. I'ma have to use spit for that dry-ass pussy. Sandpaper on a brick. That's that dry-ass pussy. Now come here. You know good and goddamn well you finna lose them hot girl privileges of yours. Fucking on your ass for the last 22 minutes and 19 seconds, and I don't know if I should keep going or stop, drop, and roll in this bitch. In a club asking for a goddamn double shot of 1942. Bitch, you need to ask for a double shot of bottled water in this bitch. Fuck you, man. You could've told me this shit at hello.
Shit, I'm over here just regular talking. Ain't nobody. I'm giving free tickets to anybody tell me what was the funniest line in that show. If anybody tell me, I'm going to give you a free ticket. It's got to be the same one I think, though. Anybody tell me?
I can, but I'm not.
Don't tell me.
About the baby?
You already know.
About the baby?
That's right. Baby has to have a damn baby. The baby coming out of that shit. 803. 5513, whoever you is. You see me, come up to me at the track and you got a free ticket. You got a free ticket.
At least,
Bobby
Conway.
No, I know who it is. I'm talking about who just texted me. You don't get shit, goddamn Juice, man. You part of the show.
You, God damn, man.
That motherfucker said, if the baby come out, the baby going to be ashy. What kind of shit is that, man? 803-5513. You got a free ticket to either the first ass cutting or Bobby Cole race. Just come up and see me.
Fuck that, dog.
Show me.
I want to know where they find these crazy ass songs that I ain't never heard a snippet of.
I don't find them. Ricky Stanberg sitting in that shit about them calories on his dick. And you know Whit sitting in that dry ass pussy shit. You know Whit did that, man. Now, when Trico come over here and talk about him, or talk about their ugly ass, well, I'm just going to leave that alone. But, you know, Trico laying back in the cut, though. She don't want to hit the one button today.
Trico trying to find her ninja shoes.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. I'm finna go on mute. I'm just going to do whatever she said. Come on, Trico. Hey, Trico.
Hey, Willie, how you doing?
What's up,
Trico Lake?
I wish the motherfucker would get sideways. I'm going to set this motherfucker down on the 6th of February.
But now Ricky over there with his goat mouth ass, he's sending the one by the calorie. He's sending the one.
Ricky ain't said nothing to me about nothing.
Well,
that's right.
You the topic.
That's right. I ain't say nothing.
What's going on, I said this ain't going on.
I told y'all earlier. I said what I said, and I meant that shit. Motherfucker get sideways today. I'm shutting this motherfucker down with no remorse.
Yeah.
God damn it. You gonna call me a hateful motherfucker.
Y'all heard him. God damn it. Trico Lee.
Get on the ass, Trico.
Ain't nobody dealing with this shit. Black History Month, no motherfucker bullshit from no black ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Trico, you got to work tomorrow, Trico.
Mm-hmm. So damn
you
good.
Gonna be
I work time. Every day, dog.
Yeah, well, I got some bad news for you, girl. I got some bad news for you. Your time tomorrow for the Black History thing.
That's fine. I already got one. Hey, Ricky, I stayed in Hattiesburg for 5 years. I left Hattiesburg
in
2017.
Oh, man, yep. Not the Hattiesburg.
Oh, hell.
I worked at 805 North 28th Avenue, United Blood Services. I was a donor care supervisor there for five years.
Yeah, you right beside Forest General Hospital.
Across the street, yep. We used to deliver blood to Forest General every day.
I lived
in Lamar County off Auburn Place, and 54 Auburn mm-hmm. Place on the other side of Oak Grove High School over by that gym.
Yep, I know. Oh, exactly. Anatomy.
Yeah, by Anatomy.
Right.
Yep. Yep. I was there for a minute. I used to love the crawfish season at $4 a pound. That shit was good. You can eat good in Hattiesburg for $10.
Oh, yeah. It's like $12 a pound right now.
How much they is now?
Yeah. $13.
$12 a pound.
Ain't
$13,
no way.
Yeah. Somebody made a meme. I saw a meme today that said, unsucked crawfish heads, $5.99 a pound.
Mm-mm.
That's like good.
We used to go in E&L's and rack up, man. $20 to get you a big 5 pound bag.
Yeah, not no more.
Damn.
It was a dry year.
They're having a hard time this year. I heard
much.
That.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's messed up. Cause it's always plentiful in Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. They say
hey, Ricky,
back next year.
Hey Ricky, is the Inn on the Hill still standing?
What now?
I said the
what,
Inn on the Hill still standing.
No, that is closed down.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
My nephew graduated from Oak Grove High School in December. He's at LSU.
Oh, okay. See, small world.
Yeah. Yeah, he's at LSU right now.
Yeah, it's like that Jesse Brown. I watched that movie. Probably 8 months ago, and I didn't know until I watched the movie, and then I said, "Oh, I want to," I Googled him, And then I'm like, well, holy shit, he's from right here where I'm from.
That was a good one, there, Ricky. That was a good one. I liked that one. I was like, oh, that's good. I Googled him, too, when you started talking about him. I was going to ask
you
about his wife and his daughter, but you said, I'm going to watch the movie when I, probably this weekend, but I was going to ask you if he had a wife and a daughter, if he had a family, when you, and but you said on the movie it talked about his wife and daughter, so it let me know he had a family. I'm excited to see
it. Yeah, very, very good movie.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to cry. I'll just tell you that.
Well,
you know, if you get, you know, like I
cry. I'm an emotional person.
If it's something really sad or something, I'll shed a tear on a movie. I will. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm watching it by myself, Ricky.
Okay, Witt, I got Witt on, y'all. I got Witt on.
It'd be kind of sad a little bit.
Molly, Molly,
be sad.
Molly.
Hey, baby.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Here we go. Uh-oh.
Hey, baby.
Come on, his ass, Trick.
I heard y'all talk about crawfish drying stuff. It's actually a dry season on everything, isn't it?
God!
Trigger had to be them clicked over, man. She had to be them clicked over.
Oh, dog, I'm right here. He ain't talking to motherfucker to me. I'm not concerned. He ain't talking to me, man. He's talking to you. He's talking to whoever he's sitting in front of. You know the fuck he ain't talking to me, man.
I said, hey, baby.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, what's up, Trigger? Hey, Trigger.
What's up, Witt? How you doing, Kerwin?
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Ain't nothing. Everything good over here, Kerwin? Nothing.
Well,
what
it
do?
Well, about everything, but you know.
What else? What you mean, not everything?
Hey, Witt.
You wouldn't fucking know if a motherfucker told you how good it was. You still wouldn't know.
I'm just letting you know
ain't nothing in particular either. I'm just telling you. You wouldn't know if they told your ass the truth.
Trico.
Don't get on here fucking
day,
with me.
Baby.
Where you saw me at?
I'm seeing you out eating somewhere.
Hey, Will.
I was in Daytona.
Hey, hey, Trigger, I gotta ask Will a question because I don't know. Somebody sent me a text. Will, they said, what do you get if you cook pancake with no oil or butter? What you get if you cook pancake with no oil or butter?
Man, dry. Dry foot. Dry goddamn pussy.
I got four meat.
Hey, you know, I got a question. Do you know, because pussy selling, buying pussy is like the old profession in the world, right? Okay.
Do dry pussy sell? But wait, you don't know a dry till you buy, do you?
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
Ricky, they want to know why is crawfish so hot, Ricky? I don't know if that a joke question or whether that a real question. Man, Trigger done fell off, man. Trigger must have trying to get somebody on. She called back. You got one line over? Yeah, why is crawfish so high?
They have a breeding season, and the breeding season was dry, so it means less water in all the ponds and swamps and stuff. They had some dry pussy in the ground crawfish shit going on, okay? Oh, I know.
Oh, shit. Let me see that. See now, okay, somebody set me up with that question. They set me the fuck up with that question because they just sent me a laughing shit. They set me up. I ain't gonna tell y'all name with that goddamn initials. It's Flop. It's Flop. Goddamn Flop set me up. Goddamn Flop set me up, man. Hey, man, I don't know what happened. Chica fell off, and she ain't called back yet, and we still got one slot over. We was full, then she fell off, and I don't think the husband jumped on her ass or something.
Y'all come on in. Come on in, man.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Goddamn wit, goddamn it. Goddamn wit is back,
we
y'all.
We don't talk about some shit today. Talk about the goddamn G.I.E. Who got
oh, now,
that?
Now, we wasn't finna go into that shit now. Come on, Whit.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna call a division. That's gonna call a division. Uh-oh. Somebody, now, Brother D done hit the one, but what the hell? What Brother D want? Brother D, what you want? I tell you can't get on this show.
That's me, goddammit. He don't want to talk. That's me.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to talk.
Oh,
I just take Donald Long motherfucking ass and cuff his ass. What the fuck you want to put a break? I'm about to take Donald Long motherfucking ass. I don't play no games. I'm quick. I'm direct. The fuck you put your date on Bobby Cole race for, motherfucker? You know?
What'd he say, Tate?
He ain't responding. If he responds, I'm going to let his ass know. Keep on fucking around. Don't change that date. We're going to put them nigga shoes on you and T.I.E.
Well, it's supposed to have been another date, Tate. I'll text you back. What happened is the man at the house
that.
Of Hook got
that,
it. Yeah. So, Atlanta didn't rock and hammer Bill, man. Shit.
Well,
he
all right, Kelly.
I think Carolina no time last number supposed to be going out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to hurt Bobby's race if he does have something on top of it. It's not going to hurt Bobby's race.
I didn't want to tell you, but he did already. He already been crying about it. He didn't want to do it, though. He already knew they was going to get on his ass because he told me. You know, but I know what had happened. It was another date, but it was at the House of Hook, but the House of Hoop schedule got reshuffled when they changed managers down there. They changed managers. I'm gonna try to be nice as I can about it. So, but you got a point there. You got a point there. Iraq, Tate, Iraq, unfriendly goat.
Tate got on his
ass. Who got race on Bobby Cole race? Who did that dumb shit?
Oh, shit. Now, somebody told me, said that's going to take away some of the damn tuners, ain't it? And the drivers, don't it?
It is. Hey, dog.
Yeah,
they
right.
Your butt. You know what I'm saying? The cars.
Yeah,
they're going to
be
the cars. Motherfucker.
Oh,
motherfucker, help us, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, some of those tuners.
Oh, shit. Damn right. They're going to take away some of the tuners and some of the drivers, too.
And
shut him down. Shit. And the drivers, and some of the drivers, too.
He done fucked up now.
Oh, shit. Here we go now. We're going to get... Oh, Lord. Boy, this shit ain't starting off good this year. Oh, Lord.
No, this ain't good.
Somebody said he said he was raffling it off a 959 from TRE.
We're going to have to make a stand and show this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? He already tried to pull that shit with Wick. Can he keep pulling this bullshit now?
Mm-hmm.
We know his date. You can't pop up with no new motherfucking date, motherfucker. You ain't.
No, nobody never do nothing on his date. Everybody respect his date.
Everybody respect his shit. You can't pop up with no new fucking race, man, out of the clear blue. Can't do that.
Everybody respects his day. And we go to his race. All them guys go. I might.
And we go. Yeah.
And they go to his race.
Piss me off. I just bought a ticket for that motherfucker.
He going
to
look too goddamn far now with his funny looking at his cartoon character looking at him. He going to look too far now.
I just told Zach them 2 days ago, I went on ahead and bought a ticket to come out there and fuck with him in 2 weeks. Now he didn't piss me off. Is Jack and them got to go?
Well, yeah, hey, they're in that points deal. They're in that LDR points and Row 275
you know what,
points
though?
And all that. Yeah.
Z-Mac, hey, Z-Mac's got a race down there with four wide, too, though. So they might somebody finna get fucked up on this race here. Everybody split up. The spectators going to be probably at Z-Mac, so up there at Rockingham. So everybody going to get fucked up on this one. Oh, Lord.
Charlie.
Hey, dog, so the sarcusiness of the whole thing is that everybody needs, you know, they might need to try to split the money up together. They might need to all just put the money in one pool and pull from it. That's what the sarcusiness of it should be.
Hey, kid, where you think Z-Max is at, kid?
North Carolina.
Then I just said to Z-Max at the damn 4-wide, we know where in the fuck is at, you onion head bastard.
you better watch your mouth. I knew it ain't no motherfucking Rockingham.
Rockingham.
See now, hold on. Let me tell you because she's got a dumb motherfucker that's got it crisped up. Dump race is in Rockingham. And Z-Max, the 4-wide, is in at Charlotte. You know, it's about an hour and a half. They're about an hour and a half apart, kid. That's what, you know, about an hour and a half apart. So, you know, the fans for Rockingham are going to probably be at Z-Max. That's what we're trying to tell you. But then that's going to affect Bobby Cole race because some of the drivers and the tuners got to be at that goddamn race. So it's going to be fucked up for everybody. Everybody finna get fucked up.
Well, they'll have to Uber.
Damn, Uber my ass. Bobby Cole might, goddamn it. I don't know the hell. Do Bobby know it yet, Dante? That bitch just put a post up. As soon as I put that mess up there, he trying to get fucked up. Oh. That pussy motherfucker that put a post up 12 minutes ago. Who did, Tate? Who? Down alone.
Hey, dog.
Uh-huh.
Well, last week, when y'all was talking about race, I knew about the date, and I texted somebody like, what day is Bobby Cole? I seen that shit a week ago.
I did, too.
I tell you exactly when I seen it.
I did, too.
January the 16th, when I caught this.
Yeah.
One thing about this race and shit, going to go where they going to go, man. Ain't no way you can make a motherfucker do anything. They going to go where they going to go, regardless. They fuck with you, they fuck with you. If they got plans on being the tour, they going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to take some of the steam out of this shit right now. All them damn races we had locked in with them bad boys, they need their tuners there, man. Hey, we got a little noise there. If you got noise on your phone and you ain't talking, would you politely mute your phone, please? I'm going to ask you nice the first time.
All I'm saying is,
it's a new race. If it's a new race that he's coming up with, that's understandable. But if it can't work on a date that don't conflict with somebody else that got a fucking grandfathered in date, man, he can't just lay those shit down like that, man. It's a motherfucker. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I think it's that radio series race. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Battle of the Thrones. Battle of the Thrones.
Yeah. It's that radio shit. Yeah.
Radio Outlaw points series. I don't know if Battle of the Thrones is a points race. I don't know. It may not be.
Let me go on this fucking thing.
Don't worry, I'm
getting I blow Doug ass off of y'all.
You just do come up with enough money to get in the goddamn gate, Juice.
I think what they're going to do on that day to make it the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken. He said details will be out tomorrow on that.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet Bobby over there, goddamn it. I hope you don't see Bobby in prison. Damn.
You motherfucker, you.
Bobby might not be cussing. Bobby might be putting on his nigga penises. Some shit.
If we gonna get these Chicago niggas and these Memphis niggas together, we fucking Donald Long up.
Put on them ninja shoes.
Yeah, because he fucking in no time world up after they done helped him make money.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy me a brand new pair of them nigga shoes tomorrow.
Hey, ninja shoes. Ninja shoes.
No hell, hey, if we don't cause no hell about this kid right now, he going to keep doing it this same day, so it's going to be continuous. Like, motherfucker need to raise some hell, man. I'm telling y'all the real shit. You don't stand for something, you'll fall for any motherfucking thing, man.
Oh, fuck, man, not like TRE. Not like TRE.
I got some
it was his turn.
Size 15 for $142,950. And you can send them to me.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
It was probably his turn to fall, so shit.
Oh, man.
It was probably his motherfucking turn, shit.
Nigga.
I'm serious about that shit.
That's gonna be some fucked up shit right there, fellas. There's some fucked up shit down there. This shit don't look good. Oh shit. Hey, dog, when you leave that damn chicken in the oven for a long ass time and it stay in there too goddamn long, what do it come out to be?
Rubber black,
come out to be bigger, come out to be nigger shoes, y'all show throwing that shit in there sideways
on a lot of shit, boy. Long as y'all don't hit too direct. We gonna. But Tate, you gotta get some more information on that and find out what's going on with that, Tate. We gotta have a conference call in the morning, Tate. Yeah, we gonna get on his ass. Call me. I lead the pack. Call me. I'll get on his ass.
Yeah.
Y'all do it. We gonna just do that. Y'all probably scheduled it.
All you scared ass niggas.
I know what happened. But we gonna schedule around about nine to ten o'clock with her.
Yeah, put that shit on another weekend there. If your track didn't work out for you, and you just can't just lay down another motherfucker date that's already grandfathered in, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Be respectful. Have some fucking respect. Then you got the motherfucking grudge racers coming over there already in February. Doing some shit, no time and 5 minutes below and all that, man. You gotta have some fucking respect, man. God damn.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he need to show some kind of respect. He need to show some kind of goddamn respect. God,
and I'm
damn.
serious.
That man
don't give a fuck about what.
Get boss on.
That man respecting that dollar.
We know that, Dre, but we talking about what he need to show, some goddamn respect.
Well, I agree with you like that, but you can't. What motherfucker out here showing respect in the grudge game nowadays or racing game? Period. Now, show me one
some
motherfucker showing respect. None of these motherfuckers ain't
showing respect.
They stacking every goddamn week on top of one another.
Oh man, I didn't know that was your day. Oh man, I'm sorry. That's the only day they gave me.
Same motherfucking shit
right.
That's been here in the last 7, 8, 9 years, man. So the shit not gonna never change.
Right.
So I don't
even... That's the only day they gave me, man. That's all I can get,
man. So it's the same constant bullshit every year, man. You motherfuckers need to stop stacking races on top of one another. And then every year, 4 or 5 more get stacked on that same.
Dre, Dre, when my first show of the year told you that this year is it get worse every year. It don't get better. It get worse every fucking year. It don't get better.
Every goddamn year. So y'all
it get worse. It get worse every year.
Ricky. Bad as I hate to say it, that schedule been out since November 29th, 2023 on Duck's page on that race.
Didn't it say that first supposed to be at the Alpha Hook, though? But they
Let me look. Yeah, Battle of the Wrong Carolina Drag Race. Yeah, but it still was the same date.
Yeah, he'd rather afford to be in Rockingham than the House of Hook anyway.
Right.
He just started the series. He never had no Battle of the Throne like that. The series has been going on, what, a year or two? All the things you can do about that shit, if you already destined to go to one-man event, take your ass to that event, because you can't dictate where my
going to go. We ain't even talking about that. We talking about how it's going to draw the tuners and shit that's got these big races.
I see what y'all saying now, but it's going to split up all the tuners, and some of the drivers going to probably have to go to a different track now, too. But like you say, that's just the nature of the game, dog. The shit get worse every year, man.
So we're having three races at South Georgia. They ain't just ventured off to Orlando.
That shit happens every fucking year.
A couple years ago. He won't race
that.
Two spots.
He was talking about it every goddamn year, and it get worse and worse. Instead of getting better, it get worse. So, shit, ain't nothing to talk about.
Come to the phone, Flop. We can't hear you, Flop.
It is something to talk about, a resolution to the problem.
But, Flop, how you going to resolve a motherfucking problem that's getting worse and worse every year?
That's what we're here for right now, Dre. Instead of banging on the shit that you're banging on.
We
know it happened every year, Dre. We know it happened.
The same shit we said last year and the year before.
Okay, Dre, so fucking what? We know that. Let's try to find a common ground to resolve the shit. That's why I don't like talking. No,
well,
you calm your motherfucking
self.
Well,
shut your ass up. Talk to him then.
No, shut your ass
up. Who you talking to, Dre?
Whoever the nigga say he don't like talking to me. Nigga, I didn't ask you to say nothing to me.
I know you ain't talking to me because it's an open motherfucking format.
I'm talking to the nigga that said he don't like talking to me. If you don't, I didn't ask you to say nothing to me for once. So hell, you must want.
Hey man, go on, Dre, with that fucked up attitude, man. We ain't getting nothing resolved with this shit.
No, baby, there ain't no fucked up attitude. It was a scenario thrown at me, so I finagled the scenario back. I didn't ask you to say anything.
If you spell "am" one of them words, and I say "am" one of them,
don't do it, Fly.
Don't do that.
Everybody hit the one button, your mic is open.
Flop, you don't know nothing about no finagle way.
I know you don't.
Tell him, Dre.
Yeah,
you don't know nothing about no finagle way.
Hell no, you don't know nothing about the finagle way.
No, hell no.
I know something about Seabiscuit, Mr. Ed, going wilding,
Secretary,
Hey, I know something about connecting them motherfucking dots too. Now, goddamn, I know how to pull them off.
I know something about riding down the road too.
Yeah. I know something about smoking that one of the most cancerous ass sticks too that get on your inside.
I know something about mosquitoes landing on motherfuckers with bloody piss.
Damn.
Oh,
hey, kid, I know something somebody, nigga, need to put this bloody dick in his mouth and suck it then, if that's the case.
Oh, okay. I know something about Dre. I know something about digging up your dead ass mammy and smacking that hoe in the face.
Goddamn,
oh, man. Come on.
Put your bitch ass up. Now I'm glad you have stepped out of bounds. Light your bitch ass up. That's why you just ran off the morning show every morning, you weak bitch.
Hey, man,
like
I'm
Timo told you, nigga,
that,
your mammy down there decomposing, nigga.
Yeah, well,
I wonder how
man, not the decomposing.
Thank you, motherfucker. Your mammy down there decomposing. You put that bitch in a motherfucking pan box. The goddamn soil and ate through that, so the rats gnawing on that bitch, nigga.
Not the termites.
Come on, man.
Motherfuckers don't like your bitch ass, nigga. And you around here, tell your mammy to suck one of them horse dicks, nigga.
Damn.
You're walking on that bitch anyway. Man, shut the fuck up, old bitch ass, nigga, you. You just looking for some attention. I get it. You police ass nigga. You hear madman come down there. You call a guy, send him to the goddamn police station. You's a bitch, nigga. A real hoe.
I ain't
police ass
right
nigga.
Place.
Dre the motherfucker got them motors. Dre the one got them motors.
Get
his bitch ass on there talking today. Dre got them motors over in Texas. Talking about they going to put one of them in the grudge.
Well, you want to buy one, bitch?
No, nigga, I want to buy your mammy pussy.
You need to buy your grandma
shit. Man, them stinking ass horses you got. Them horses back made like the letter U, motherfucker. You ran up talking about you got horses. Them Sesame Street ass horses you got, nigga. Hey, you just like the motherfucker riding with the horse head and a broomstick. You want a motherfucker to stick a broomstick up your ass and ride you, nigga. Bump your arm, bitch, you.
Somebody don't got fucked up. Somebody got fucked up.
Yeah.
Somebody got fucked up. Yes, you. Somebody
Dang.
Got fucked up.
Somebody don't got fucked up. They got fucked up.
Hey, Flop, man, you finally had enough, huh?
Huh?
I said you finally had enough, huh?
Man, that motherfucker Dre, he come on every day on every show with the same shit, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Damn, the phone got dry.
Oh, Lord. God damn.
Somebody say dry.
Oh. Somebody got fucked up. Somebody got fucked up.
Somebody got fucked up.
Somebody got fucked up.
Somebody said put their clothes in the dryer.
Oh, shit. I'm glad you said that. I got something in the dryer. God damn. Thank you.
Fuck.
Hey.
Hey.
Damn. I forgot all about this shit. Damn.
Hey,
oh, boy, y'all
hey fuck that. Hey, hold on, dog. I'm still on that black bitch. Fuck him. Remember that time Tricker got on his ass? And Tricker told the nigga, said your mammy got two dicks on her chest with titties. You been sucking dick all your life, nigga.
Oh, Lord, man. I ain't doing
yeah.
that.
Damn.
I ain't getting it.
Fuck that. Hey, everybody done tore that nigga ass up, man.
Y'all know he gone now. You know he done left the building. You know he done left the building.
Thank you, ass motherfucking dick.
Get on his ass,
fuck
I just
want to
ask Flop one question.
What's
I
that?
Hey, Flop.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to ask you one serious question. How in the fuck do animals get cell phones in the zoo?
Hey, I don't know.
Sound like a motherfucker.
You may get a cell phone in the jail. Somebody bring it in there.
Boy, y'all ain't y'all don't get nobody a break on this motherfucker, boy.
He probably had it up on all that goddamn hay.
Ooh, Lord. Lord, that mercy. Y'all just do great on. They don't mean no harm, y'all.
I don't mean no harm either. I'm just signifying.
and it going on our goddamn show every day. Some days I get my ass told to pieces. Some days I test my ass to pieces. It's part of it.
It's part of it. That's right. Some days you the windshield and some days you the bug.
Yep.
Ooh, Lord, man.
Man, that horse there got collie. That horse there got collie.
Them big pussy-ass feet.
Dang. He told him that.
Dre said he's going to the bank.
Y'all got them ran trick out of today. Y'all ran trick out of here today, goddamn. The tricker couldn't take it or something. She had something to do.
Yeah, she had to put that puss in the dryer.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute, man. When it's already dry, what you put in the dryer for?
She washed it down.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
This ain't got nothing to do with that. But have you ever seen the results of a motherfucker? Have you ever seen the results of a motherfucker taking a heaping tablespoon full of cinnamon, trying to swallow it?
God, y'all ain't worth a damn.
That's dry there.
What are you making, a potato pie?
What about some snuff, Block?
Snuff, oh, Lord.
Is that pussy drier than snuff?
Oh,
come on,
that's
man. Drive
with the fabric sauce.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga.
She
can't come out to play tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Chica said she was going to take this motherfucker off.
she fooled y'all.
Oh, man, not to set it off.
Hey, you know what? I'm surprised Whit didn't give a damn. Whit was ready for it tonight. Whit didn't smoke him a good doogie. He was ready to go to bed. He came on there. He was ready for it.
Yeah,
I was good pushing alcohol.
Yeah.
I came on. Whit didn't run that time.
Yeah, he run the dance.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring her drag. I seen her come on my post where they talking about Charlie, too. He come on there.
Oh, man.
That's why got Whit stirred up. That boy got Whip stirred up there.
Yeah.
You talk about that goddamn job
dude,
you have a problem, buddy.
Yeah, dude came on. You know, some for you. Y'all can't get on these. Oh. Know that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
somebody come out. Y'all thought you were dragging, didn't you? Wrong ass again. This song is for all the motherfucking chicken head bitches. And we kept the motherfucking names the same. Cause we think being a bald head bitch is a goddamn shame.
Goddamn shame.
Hey, Ken, let me go check.
Bald head hoe.
What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world? What are you, bitch? A boy, a girl, I can't tell cause your shit on the sides are gone. You remind me of that monkey looking bitch Grace Jones. Fucked up is how you look to Willie D. I just gotta have a bitch that has more hair than me. Some try to cover up by weaving it through. You ain't fooling nobody, we know you're bald headed too. Bald head ho.
That goddamn wit thing song. That goddamn wit. The wit.
Hey, dog.
901 bad boy.
Baby.
You don't know, you better ask somebody.
Hey, yeah, dog. You know, somebody put posts up about your car and things, reminiscing and everything. I know the motherfucker old and shit. You know, Trigger come on and say something. Tony Bynes, he come on and say RIP to my car and everything. You know, I don't think people should do that when other people putting up stuff about people's cars and things. Because these people be feeling themselves about certain cars and stuff. You know, just because y'all car ain't leaving no history and didn't leave no history and people ain't thinking about them at a certain point in time and things, don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Don't get the fuck mad at me. This man, I don't even know this man from a bowler suit. Don't know this man, period.
Yeah.
This man took it upon himself to put that car up there. And put his post up there, and people commenting on it.
You
have some stupid motherfuckers.
Give you a little props, huh?
Yeah, you got stupid motherfucker like Tony Bynes come on there and say, R.I.P. I said, well, you must be talking about your fucking teeth. You know?
God
You ain't no dude.
No, I don't know, dude. So, Flop, I inboxed him, right? Flop, I said, man, you know, appreciating it. You know, yeah, I said, appreciate it, dude. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, that motherfucker, that done played so many light bills. I don't know what these motherfuckers have forgot or something. So I said, yeah, but then you get some of these stupid motherfuckers go on there and want to put up stupid-ass shit. If somebody gets some props, I'm not going to go on the post and say no stupid-ass shit.
Downgrade
a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just tell a motherfucker. Tony Bynes mad because he ain't never beat Shawty. He just seven-time grudge race of the year. Won all the grudge races all over the world. He done been the baddest bitch out there. All the awards and everything. But he never beat Shawty. That's what that bitch mad
about. Oh, shit.
That's what he mad about.
Oh, man, not the little hateration.
He never beat Shawty. And it's a lot of motherfuckers.
Y'all can't be talking about balls. Y'all can't talk about balls. Let me own it now. Y'all can't be talking about him.
Get him on. Tell me what he went on there and went on.
Get him on.
I told him this. I said, you never beat Shawty. So that's why you were mad. That's why he mad.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
So, you know.
Jesus.
But like I said, dog, right now, ain't no fucking car put you in the mound of Shawty that's in the fucking. What car put you in the mound of Shawty right now in the grudge game, dog?
You got a point there, man. You got the best record for longevity that was a bad motherfucker, to be honest with you now, with. For longevity,
yeah,
you got that.
Y'all
got that.
When you guys come over here and say, Shawty ain't shit, you didn't do this, you can't upgrade the shit, I'm letting y'all have y'all fun. I done had a ball with that motherfucker. Have y'all some fun.
Yes, sir.
With y'all shit.
Yeah.
Make history.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Make history with
you. You the only motherfucker lock a goddamn $20,000 raise in and didn't even have a fucking car in the state. Not at the track. You didn't even have a car in the state with. Goddamn it, you helicopter that bitch in it. He ain't even had a car in the state.
On.
That nigga locked a goddamn raise in for that much money. The car wasn't even in the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
tell about it, Witt. God damn it. Your time to talk shit. Tell them about it, Witt.
Treat come on there and say the right thing. Yeah, man, we didn't, you know, like I said, you.
Hey,
ain't tripping, we ain't crying. We ain't bragging. We did what we had to do with the fucking car. Dog called him out. I said, hey, dog, pull him out, and I'll go get him. That was the truth.
Hey, Willie, dog.
Pull him out.
I'll go get him.
You did that shit.
That goddamn Shawty done bought a lot.
We lost.
Hey, dog, that Shawty done bought a lot of book bags for kids, some Christmas toys, some bicycles, some Thanksgiving turkeys, some Halloween baskets, all kind of shit.
It helped out a little cancer patient child. It helped him. It helped him, Shawty paid a lot of these
Shawty done did it now.
I tell them old folks, get your light bill money up. We're going to win you some light bill money tonight.
Kenny Rains up, my friend.
Pay your light bill.
Tony might be on Kenny Rains, man.
No, dog, I hit it by mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care if he is. I'm just telling them, don't come on nobody post and then downgrade something that somebody give them props. Like, I wouldn't do his cars like that. And which he ain't got no cars for nobody to get no props. You know, all his shit ain't doing shit to
him. Oh, Jesus.
Y'all forgot about him.
Now take me out of
here,
dog.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Forgot about Paul. Now I ain't going to go to the war thing banquet this weekend and try to get an award that somebody ain't going to show up and get. You know, that's the kind of shit he do.
Come on.
He going to be the winner.
How long you been holding that in, Whit?
He going to panhandle the damn war show. Shit.
How long you been holding that in, Whit?
Come on, Whit. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Man, going to panhandle.
Get out the way,
dog.
Get your ass out the way.
Y'all
well,
didn't get
I don't
want to.
Whit, I don't want to make Whit look like a fool because Whit might be saying something that ain't truthful. Whit might be saying some shit that ain't
truthful. I'm just joking.
Who's
going to
raise out of you? Who's going to raise out of you?
Tune in Saturday and find out, motherfucker. That's what you and your know, bitch.
Grudge Racer of the Year is Ricky Stan, bro.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll see Saturday.
Tune in.
Ricky's going to make it in
Saturday.
I don't think it's going to
be
the first.
Ricky, what's your lawyer told you, Ricky?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Damn.
Yeah, sit
back.
Back
on mute.
Which awards, which awards is this coming up? The Pro Stock Joe or the official one?
Well, we got it. We just throw some stuff together for some deserving individuals. I'm gonna put it like that.
Okay.
That's the best I can tell you without telling you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Whoever get it gonna deserve it. I'm gonna put it that way. And whoever don't get it, well, it was more than one that was.
Try a little harder then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, Flop, we're going to give it to some deserving individual. Whoever get it, deserve it, put it that way. It ain't going to be a popularity contest. I'll put it that way. Some folks should have got 4 or 5 of the awards. Some folks should have got 2 or 3, Flop. But that's all I'm going to say like that. All I'm going to tell you, if the Lord willing and everything go right, tune in. I think they're gonna stream the banquet. We're gonna be doing it at the tent. We're gonna be out in Virginia, up in Virginia. I think they're gonna scream it. They're gonna try to scream it live, so y'all will be able to see it if we do.
Careful.
Right. Who's gonna be streaming?
You'll see
it
on the
fourth.
Just check on DMV page. It'll be on DMV page somewhere. Patty Cake and them might know about it before I do. But either way it go, I'm going to make sure interesting personnel that need to know will know. I'll post it somewhere. I'll post something somewhere, one way or the other. And if they ain't streaming the motherfucker, I go Facebook Live the bitch. Make sure y'all get that. Yes, sir. That's what I do. The motherfucker don't like it. Suck this dick. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But it's good to go. But I'm going to tell something, too, though. See, that's the problem we got about this grudge race of the year and all this and shit. Nobody want to start getting it together till it's already damn near together. Come on in there, Mom. Hey, man.
Hey,
look at that background. Mom, yeah.
In your opinion, who's the front runner for Grudge Race of the Year?
I can't tell you that, boss. If I tell you that, I'll be telling, boss. What's up? How you doing, boss?
You don't really know who's going to win.
Yeah, yes,
hey,
I
dog.
Do.
Who
you think in charge of the awards program?
Hey, dog, as your lawyer,
yeah.
Shut the fuck
yes,
up.
Okay, I'm going on mute. Come on, I gotta go on mute. I got a gag on the boss. Hey, Whit, boss on the phone now. I bet you won't say that shit you were saying just a while ago. Boss on the phone.
Hey,
now.
What's up, boss? What's up? Yeah, now I was just telling them how you went on the post when dude was giving me my props and you said RIP to my con shit. I didn't like
rest
really
in
appreciate
peace.
It. But I had already told you I appreciate that.
They already told me that Monday.
Right. I was just telling the fans and stuff about it and everything. Bob, do you know any car out there right now that'll put you in the mound or shorty or any car you done had?
Let me see.
Right now today, what grudge car?
My cars, I really.
You didn't keep them.
Most of my cars, I raced over 4 or 5 years, you know.
I don't love them. I don't know. Yeah, I raced out it more, long more than 4 or 5 years.
I want to know why in the world when I start bringing up my old cars and stuff, everybody tell me that shit don't mean shit. That's in the past.
Oh,
you
shit.
Bring shit up, you got like you did yesterday.
Your car did what shorter than did. Your car.
Hold on.
You got to be crazy.
Somebody lying.
Your car just ain't shit like mine. Your car. Wait, I'm going to ask you this
question, though. I'm going to ask you this question, though. What car that's out there right now that'll put you in the mind of Shorty? You say that car like Shorty used to be.
Then I can call your question. No, these cars out here racing. Shorty ain't been there lately.
I ain't talking about lately. I'm talking about
the not the Janet Jackson.
Shorty, has Shorty ever been to Air Track in the DMV?
No. Charlotte the one some motherfucker from the DMV, Rick.
Charlotte ain't traveled that about two or three tracks, man.
Oh, okay. That was
man.
I'm just asking you. I mean, you haven't?
No, Charlotte's been to a lot of tracks. Charlotte's been to a lot of tracks.
They balking. You know Boss Harden had that with. You know Boss Harden had that with.
Charlotte ain't never been to VMP. Charlie ain't never been to BMP.
Right. I asked you one question.
Never been to
you never answered my question. What car out there right now that'll put you in the mind of Shorty?
Shit, all these cars out here winning the race or not. None of them, really.
I asked you what car would put you in the mind of Shorty. What Shorty did.
I don't know what Shorty did. I mean, you kind of pulled the thing over people's head like Shorty did all the challenge travel that many tracks, man.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm through with it.
All right. I don't think Charlie never been to Jackson. Charlie ain't never been to Jackson.
Charlie have been to Jackson.
Oh, no.
He's been to Jackson, Bob.
Yeah.
He came to Jackson.
He came to Jackson a couple times with Charlie. I rolled with
him a couple times. I'll say number nine times. Couple times.
I've been doing enough tracks to win a lot of races. That's all I can tell you.
Shorty, but
Shorty,
boss, you might have been at school, but Phil shooting them with the taxi cab car fucked shot up over there. They fucked shot up over there.
Yeah. High roll.
Yeah, he tore his ass.
Yeah, I ain't making up about you, boss. I'm just telling you what you did.
What has Shouted did for the grudge game lately?
Well, about a year ago, it whooped a couple of motherfuckers in Holly Springs. What have Chopper did for the grudge game lately?
You said last year. I didn't do nothing last year, just like you did. You don't want me to name the races I want to.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know you whooped up. No, boy.
Folks already in for grudge race. Disrespectful?
With the Michigan War?
Point that, Flock. Got to point that, lawyer.
With the Texas and War? I went to Texas and won.
You didn't win. You didn't win in Texas.
So, but it should be a law. What, dog, as of right now, I'm the grudge race of the year, right? The reigning grudge race of the year, right?
Yes, sir.
So I can see a make up a law.
No, that was last year.
Come on with the new rule, boss. I'll put it on the table. Give me the new rule.
I don't want to make it illegal. If your car ain't ran in the last 2 years, we'll make it illegal for you to bring it up in any kind of conversation or any kind of radio show.
Damn, boss. My car ran a year ago.
Your car ain't ran in 24 months. No, it's going to be illegal.
My car done ran in 24 months. My car done ran in 24 months. Yes, it did.
Somebody lying.
October of 22 is less than 24 months now.
Oh, okay. It's 24 now, though. It's 24.
Yeah. It just began 24. My car just
began.
I ain't ran in about 14 months.
16 months, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
14, 15.
Well, what's the problem?
But hey, first race of the year. Would you make a new rule that if you pay over 10 punk outs in 1 year, you don't know not to be able to bring that car up either?
Yeah. Or you going to make that new rule if you don't pay that 10 punk outs and collected 10 punk outs? Yeah.
I ain't saying nothing about no collected because you ain't collecting no team.
If you done collected, you won't pay, cancel out each other.
Yeah, if you pay over 10 punk outs, you all not to even bring that goddamn car up.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
damn.
I will. And if I collected over 10 punk outs, that's cancel out each other.
Right.
Still, at the end of the day, you ain't lost no money.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you still done paid over 10 punk outs. You don't have to bring that goddamn car up.
And I'm collected.
No, you ain't. Not that many.
Because
you paid 18 punk outs. You paid 18.
There you go, line.
You paid 18 punk outs.
There you go, line. There you go, line.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got to. Kids, I like, they got to make some fun out, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to bring up the whole shit, man. You know, your car ain't did shit in the last 2 years, man.
Hey, Wick.
Your car ain't did shit in the last 2 years?
Hold up. Wick, somebody from your area on Ball Side, he said, hey, dog, 901 did more with King Kong than they did with Shawty, and that car's still racing.
Oh, man.
That sure did.
They know we didn't, actually. We did more with Shawty than we did. We didn't want our car.
But King Kong still racing.
And Shawty is, too.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
We got
some motherfuckers with the 901 that's a bad motherfucker.
But what King Kong did? Since they brought that up, what King Kong then did?
Who he done
whooped? They text me in a minute.
Who he done
whooped? They might text me in a minute. I just go by what they text me, but I don't be keeping up with that shit.
Who he done whooped?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Hey.
Y'all throw King Kong. Yeah, Flop.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, Flop.
We don't want to read no more texts about King Kong. And
I thought it
did
Kong.
What it did.
We gonna run into each other.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say what now? What you say with?
I said I'm gonna run into them boys.
Won't you run into Black Gas? AKA
Chocolate. Oh, man. I don't want no smoke with y'all. I run White Gas. I run White Gal.
White Gal sold.
I run White Gal.
Oh, shit.
And I run them Goon Brothers Camaro. I run that Camaro and Goon Brother got over there, too.
Oh, man, not the Guiding Brothers.
The Goon Brothers.
White Gal sold.
They say you won Grudge Race of the Year with King Kong and not Shawty.
I did. I won Grudge Car of the Year with Shawty. I won Grudge Race of the Year with King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
They got, boy, you got the motherfucker from that 901 area. They got the bullseye on you. I'm getting this coming from the 901 area.
I won Grudge Car of the Year.
I can't tell you.
I won Grudge Car of the Year with Shawty.
I know who it is.
You ain't got to tell me. Tell me. I'll see him. We're going to get it going.
I won Grudge Car
of the Year with Shawty. King Kong and Charlotte been good to our camp. I can promise you that. We won good money with both cars. Over $100,000 with both cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that. We did a lot with King Kong and Charlotte. We did a hell of a lot. We actually wasn't talking about King Kong because the guy put the post up. It was about Charlotte. They do put posts up about King Kong, too. How it did what it did, Dog brought it up. Just said King Kong got flew in and whooped them boys over there, candy crushing them. Yeah. King Kong did a whole lot, too. Yeah. Just like Predator. Shit, it did a little something this year. We didn't have it out that much, but it did something, you know. It did some grudges. Little something. Hey, bear the week. Shit, we up for the grudge race on this area with Predator and everything again.
Little something.
We do something with all our cars.
Little something.
We ain't paying no 18 punk out
for
the motherfucker. I can tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
They done went from 10 to 18, kid.
Damn.
Yeah, we ain't done that. We had a ball with our cars. That's why we don't be hating when other guys doing what they do with their car. We don't be hating because we didn't have a ball with ours. Have a ball with yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can tell you. Have a ball with yours.
Yep.
What about little baby and pocket chain this year? Uh-oh. I mean, that possibly can happen. We just have to see. Pocket change and Predator.
I don't think I can get there.
We might have something else. We might can get there with pocket change. If you got a small block, we'll just have to see when we get there. Get back out here. I don't know. We can't get there with the little baby though.
Right on.
So little baby can't run pocket change, and goddamn shouter can't win. We ain't got nothing to run you with.
Okay.
Well, I'm going back on mute.
We're gonna
see if you gonna run some back. Cause you say you going 484. You say you going 484 this year. That's what you said.
Hey, I'm going 484, but that don't mean I can't grudge race.
We can't run with the 484 boys. We can't run with them. You say you going to run with the 484, Tate. You say you going to run with Tate. You say you going to run with Bobby Cole. You say you going to run over there with Q and all them boys. That's what you said.
Shit.
You put the motor on your truck and call me a crap.
You
said 484, be ready. Well, we watching you. We trying to see what you going to do in the 484 thing.
What part about that?
You think I locked in 10,000 for nothing? Well, we damn sure gonna see. Hell yeah.
My damn sure locked in.
I'm not in the 484 league. I don't think you is. Ain't nobody locked in 10,000. You ain't even until you prove it.
You ain't even until you prove it.
You got to prove it, boss.
I got to prove it. You can say you 484 all day,
goddammit. You got to get over there and prove it.
I'm going to see if you're going to call Salty Bitch out then.
They ain't playing over there.
They ain't fucking around.
I'm going to use
your words. I'm looking for whoever looking for me.
Damn. I like that.
Whoever looking for me.
Ooh-wee. Boss say he looking for who's looking for him.
You done created a goddamn monster.
A lot of motherfuckers said that dog and didn't stand up on it, boss.
Well, I ain't turned down no call out yet. Tate called me out. Did I turn him down?
No, you didn't.
Cal City Cal called me out. Did I turn him down?
No, you say you looking for looking for.
Okay,
you,
so that means so that means they was looking for me. That's why I'm looking for him.
Right. Now, I can't knock you on that now. You say you looking for looking
we
for
didn't
you.
Call. Wait.
Now,
we didn't call him
people,
out.
Them the only two people that called me out.
We didn't call you out, boss. You called Cal City Cal out.
Yes, y'all did.
Boss.
Yes, y'all did. Y'all called me out.
Cal City Cal ain't going to call out no fucking body. That's number one. You brought up Cassidy Kyle Kyle. You was looking for Cassidy Kyle. And then in the process of you fucking with Cassidy Kyle, you said, when I fuck him up, I'm going to fuck you up, Tate. That's what you said, Bob.
Uh-oh. That's what I heard.
Well, that's what you said,
Bob. That's
about right. Oh, hey, listen. I know when
y'all was
ago,
looking, but y'all was looking for me last year.
We were never, boss.
Y'all
I wouldn't
looking
even
for
come,
me
boss.
Last year.
I would, hey, boss. I wouldn't think in no kind of way in the world you would even think to fuck with me. I would.
Oh,
think,
Lord.
They couldn't melt you. Right? They couldn't melt you. They couldn't melt you and pull you on
Damn.
Me. So I would have never called you out,
boss.
You
pulled
that
Lord,
shit.
How much?
Tate. Tate, you off you when somebody offers me the bike stay tight, I mean they're looking for me.
Who offered you something?
You offered me the bike stay tight. I mean you're looking for me.
No, I didn't. Hey boss, every time I talk to you about racing my car is because you bring up what you would do and I'd be like, boss, you ain't gonna do shit. And then I'd be like, I'll give your ass a spot, get your ass to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it because it be because
Hey, boss, you ain't running Tate head up?
Yeah,
you running
head
up.
Yeah, we head up. But
when
he said
I'm not giving him no bike stay tax.
Wait, what he said is,
you
know, sometimes you get down here.
Right
what he say?
I'm not giving no Tate no bike stay tax. Don't worry.
Shit. Hey, matter of fact, while we talking about that, hey, dog, hold on one second. Tony, while we talking about that, matter of fact, I just found out a couple of days ago we meant to call you. You and Cal City Cal really ain't the shootout, rep your state and all that shit. That ain't going to happen. So we just go ahead and the race was based on the shootout, remember? Either Friday or Saturday, remember?
Yeah, I remember the blockout, yeah.
Okay. Ain't no shootout.
Friday night, then we locked in for Saturday.
Yeah, no, that was no
ain't
that
no
was rep yo no. Ain't no shootout. It was rep your state. So y'all not gonna be in no shootout. So we'll just do it Saturday if that's all right with you. I mean Friday, I'm sorry. Friday at 7 o'clock like stated. Because it was either 7 o'clock Friday or 7 o'clock Saturday, 5 on 5,000 the better. So since ain't no shootout, we're just going to get that shit out the way Friday.
I ain't got no problem with that, boss.
Okay. All right.
No problem at all.
Y'all hear that? Okay. As long as everybody understand that, yeah. Ain't no shootout now, so we'll get that out the way Friday.
We're locked in for that Friday.
For that
Friday. 10 o'clock
Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was 7. I know me and you at 8:30 at another race, at my race, but I believe you and Cal was saying, I got to go back and look at my notes. I got it, but I don't feel like doing it now, but it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it Friday.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock, whether that Friday. I ain't know they had done cancel that shootout. Real state.
No, but he got, man, Bobby Cole got so much shit going on over there, man. Bobby don't know what the fuck going on. They got 15 shootout, so now they trying to narrow them motherfuckers down. So many goddamn people trying to come to Bobby Cole race and do all this type of shit. So you got to narrow this shit down and get this out the way.
Boss, I got some news for you, boss. Some of them tuners might not be there, boss. Boss, some of them tuners might not be there. You might get a break, boss. Some of them tuners going to be at Duck Race. You might get a break.
Yeah.
We're
going to be there by ourselves. Yeah, we're going to be there. Hey, dog, we don't get no fuck. We don't need – we'll be there by ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to do what we got to do. We ain't falling out.
I got two
races. Hey, dog, I got two races locked in. Man, you think I give a fuck about none of that shit? We ain't worried about none of that shit.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do what we got to do.
Yes, sir.
I done raised
it
four. I done raised it four on the big stage and in my
yeah,
race,
no
tuner, in my
yeah.
tuner was there.
I'm just letting boss know. Boss get confident with that shit. I won't. Boss ain't going to your ass.
Boss,
I'm going to my own car, so I'll be there.
He might not be.
He might not beat Tate, but you damn sure gonna beat the fuck out of Kansas City Cattle. You might not beat Tate.
Oh, man.
No, man, you got $100 bet on that. You remember that now.
No, we got $200 bet, Cam.
Oh, I
bet your boss was going to turn the light on, and he was going to gap the motherfucker.
Gap, right.
Damn.
Well, I knew it was 100 and 100. Yeah.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, 100 and 100. 100 and 100.
Yeah.
Go to work, boss. Go to work, boss.
Oh, yeah.
Go to work,
boss. You know I'm going to work.
I didn't go to work.
Go to work, boss. Old days of Tony Bynes. If Tony Bynes bet $5,000 or better, it's gonna be 99.9%. I'm a baby daddy.
Oh shit! I'm leaving me on now. Oh Lord, I think it's leaving me on, man. I think it's leaving me on.
Tony,
oh, Lord, Tony.
Bam, bam.
Speaking at you,
you ain't.
Yes, sir.
Tony ain't started sperm him out in the last 15 years to produce a baby.
That
ball. He crazy.
Ball gonna take that W on. Fine, man.
Hey, and Bob Cole
race
April what,
dog?
25th, 26th,
or 27th. Yes, sir. Hey, Ted, you also know, you know, we all, me and you also said, Ted, if it's a race, if it's a fuck out, you know, we ain't got no bet. You know that?
Yeah,
you
no
already said
out,
that
yeah,
too.
We, yeah.
That counts
for bet.
Oh, yeah, me and Ted, Hey, Lincoln, that's you with all that knowledge. You got to go on mute, Lincoln.
No, that ain't me.
But I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
didn't nobody over here draw on Tony. I would have never drawn on Tony, but Cal definitely didn't draw on him. I just want to clarify.
I'm going to repeat. Tate probably going to beat Tony. Probably. I said probably. But I know he's going to tear goddamn Cal City ass up. He's going to tear Cal City ass up.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. It fucks you up.
Not
the
beast mode.
Cal City like fucking around with Tony Bynes, 7-time grudge race of the motherfucking year. Fuck wrong with y'all?
Oh,
y'all
man.
Must know who the fuck y'all talking about.
Cal City, you going to do him
like
Buster Douglas done Mike Tyson.
I hate being Cal City, but I like Cal City, but I have to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.